face.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Still a bit early.
When are you gonna wake up?
Stay calm.
Okay.
You stay here and relax. Mm-hmm. No need for us to freak out.
Starting now, stay away from the falling bobbies and interests. Globetrotter, karate, bo staff, Air Jordans, competitive kiting, extreme BMXing, hot showers, conga lines, and diving into an icy river with a knife in your mouth. I own that move.
Here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Showtime.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Dex and Steve-O. It is Thursday, 6:06 in the a.m.
High today of 60 degrees.
Yeah?
60.
All right. I'm okay with that. Oh, man. I am feeling it this morning. A little sore today.
Dude.
Shoulder kind of hurts. Getting old, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old age is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm sore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you go to the gym yesterday?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either. My wife, she tried to drag me to the gym. It was one of those days where she didn't want to go alone.
Yeah.
And I just fought.
Yeah.
Fought until finally she gave up and just went by herself.
Good, man. That's that's marriage.
Yeah.
That's really what it should
be. I'm not going.
Wait.
Not doing it. I need a day off. My shoulder hurts.
Dude, my back. Yeah, today's going to be fun. Now, have you seen today?
Don't tell me, please.
I will not.
Thank you.
You're going to love it.
Thank you.
You're going to love it.
Hopefully, some of you out there are still at it, still working out or eating healthy. Tomorrow, starting at 7, we have an hour with some of our coaches. They come in and talk fitness. And you guys, if you have questions, feel free to shoot them our way. I found the 6 most common weight loss mistakes we can go over tomorrow.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a big show today. Squirrels in the news.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love a good squirrel story.
It's so funny.
The squirrels, they seem to just want to take out humans, I think, you know, because the past 3 or 4 stories that we've read, squirrels are trying to, they're attacking people. They're trying to take them out. Whoa, hey. I know. You're a good squirrel. I know. Yes, I know. Thank you. Okay. Get out of here. So we've been talking a lot about Why is crime in Albuquerque so bad? What are the reasons? You know, are they, is it the justice system? Are they allowing these criminals
back out on the streets too early?
Yeah. Well, I think it was KRQE. That was one of them. They pulled up some APD data and they found some pretty interesting stuff.
Nice.
And they found out really why crime is so bad right now in Albuquerque. We'll talk about it.
Drugs and Tupac.
Tupac is dead.
I know, but I mean, his legacy lives on. That's why I think so. I think drugs and Tupac. That's what KRQE found, right?
Oh, no.
No? Oh.
Speaking of Tupac, I got into the worst wormhole on YouTube.
Oh.
People thinking Tupac is still alive.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot of people out there who look just like him. Like, what would he look like now? I got sucked into that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, YouTube.
That's, you know, the reason why they have clickbait is because of people like me.
Because of you.
I can't help myself.
Not even people like you. It's because of you.
It's just me. I'm the one who, I mean, if you follow back... You know, who's the guy hitting the clickbait? It's me. It's Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Mm.
I just get sucked in.
Speaking of the crime rate and why people are crazy, we just got a text on the live line. Somebody's rocking some Pepperidge Farm cookies for breakfast this morning.
Pepperidge Farm cookies.
I don't know how I feel about that, man. Are they like sausage cookies?
I was trying to think, what the heck is a Pepperidge Farm cookie?
Because I was got a little piece of mozzarella in it, little shavings, and like a summer sausage.
Yum!
It's a summer sausage,
huh?
With cheese in it. I don't know.
I'm googling that.
Blah.
Pepperidge Farm cookies.
No, thank you.
Oh, there they are, Pepperidge Farm cookies.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? My wife gets these. And they're so good.
I haven't seen those since I was a kid. I forgot about those.
My wife
like the
gets,
Milanos?
Yes. That's what my wife gets.
Oh, my mom gets those, used to eat those.
Oh, my gosh. They're so good.
Those are
good.
Old people cookies.
Really?
Dude, when I was a kid, we were allowed to look at those. I wasn't allowed to.
They're expensive. That's why.
I was like, don't breathe on them.
Yeah, my
those
wife.
Those are my Milanos.
My wife, she's so funny. She likes to hide her snacks. She has a snack drawer next to her bed.
Okay.
And I hate when she eats in bed. Drives me
That's
nuts.
That's disgusting,
So
man.
I'll be lying there in bed, and all of a sudden I'll hear a... And she'll be pulling something out of her snack drawer and leaning over the bed and eating so she doesn't get any crumbs in the bed. Because I'm like, you're going to get bed bugs. You can't eat in the bed.
Yeah.
She's Gross. Got a snack drawer.
I don't even like food. Oh, no bedrooms, no like toy room, our kids' play area, nothing. You eat at the table.
That's right.
I don't even like it on the couch.
Ugh.
Bugs, man. Weird about bugs.
Yeah. Me too, man. How was your day yesterday?
Can't complain, man. Took a nap.
I didn't take a nap yesterday.
Solid nap. Slept hard. Went and picked up the Jeter boys from school. It was good times. And then Luke and I built a diorama. No, we built something for his class.
Yeah?
Yeah. Dude, Luke is just like me. Yesterday, I was like, all right, man, got any homework? Nah. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I mean, I have to build this living diorama thing that's
oh
due
gosh.
Tomorrow and I have a presentation, but other than that, no homework.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? So it was like it was like a box. We had to get dirt and he was creating this forest.
Didn't he just have a project or was that Jack?
That was Luke. Yeah.
Luke's just, boom.
Oh. This isn't science. This is something else.
Oh
and it's
gosh.
Like, they're studying forests of the world and he chose Canada.
Yeah.
And he's like, he had to build a weasel and like a, I don't want to ruin his thing in case, you know, other kids are listening. They'll be like, spoiler alert. I want to hear Luke present it. But we had to build little trees and stuff. It was hilarious.
Build little
like,
trees?
We got home.
Can't
and
you just buy the little toy trees?
Oh, I'm going to slap you.
Why?
Because that's exactly what he said. We get home, and I'm like, do you have homework? And he's like, no. I mean, I got to completely build this thing from scratch. And I'm like, well, what do you got to do? He's like, I got to, you know, make trees like the trees of the forest that I'm going to be talking about. And there's got to be two indigenous, like, animals.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I'm like, what? Yeah, I want to talk about the dole, I don't remember, and the least weasel. And I'm like, cool, man, how are you going to make those? I thought we could just go to the store and buy some.
Yeah, Hobby
like,
Lobby, let's
where
go.
Where are you going to go to the store and be like, I need a least weasel?
Yeah,
like,
Hobby
what?
Lobby.
Oh, gosh.
They have everything.
You. I said, no, dude. You know what we did? Cardboard.
Oh, my
Got
gosh.
Got cardboard, and we made them from scratch. And I kind of outlined him, and then he, like, painted him, like, drew him. Did
That's
I,
cool.
Dude, are you kidding
you know
me?
Hey, father and son time. It's
And
important.
Then it was like, oh, it rains here more than anything. I'm like, what are you going to do? He got, like, cotton balls and hung them with, like, wire and, like, made it look like it was raining.
Yeah.
That kid is creative. Once he got into it, it was like, that was our afternoon.
Nice.
It's not a diorama. It's called something else.
Hmm.
He had to make a thing.
A thing. Ugh.
I'm obviously good with words. Swam on the radio.
Yeah. It was funny. I felt like such a loser yesterday as a parent. I didn't take a nap, and I'm thinking, well, Landon's playing basketball. I'll just go down there and play basketball with him. And then I saw Caleb and his friend down there playing. I'm thinking, sweet, man.
2-on-2.
We can play basketball. I walk over. I'm like, hey, guys. Caleb and his friend take off.
Oh.
Okay. So That's cool, guys.
Wow. Oh, there's Dad.
Yeah. That was the moment where, actually, I think that's the first moment as a father where I felt like such a loser. Like, my son really doesn't like me right now. And that's okay. That's all right. I mean, every dad goes through
hey,
that.
Hey, guys, what are you doing? Yeah. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll check you later. All right. Right on. Cool. Yeah. Well, at least
I'm totally laughing at your misfortune. It's hilarious.
He's Landon, you know, stuck around. And, you know, we played basketball for about an hour.
That's because he's 11 and he doesn't know
exactly,
better yet.
Exactly, yeah.
Caleb's a teenager, man.
Yeah.
You're
you
not
know,
cool.
I'm really, I don't know. I got to figure something out. You know, trying to take your almost 16-year-old son to do something that's like pulling teeth.
Here's what we need to do. We need to get T-shirts made up that have our billboard on it. Okay, because we have billboards now.
What is
and
that
so,
going
to
do?
Well, so when our kids, like when we walk up to them wearing our T-shirt with our billboard on it, uh-huh. it will remind them that we're cool still.
All right.
Please stop it.
No, we have a billboard and we're cool, man.
Okay.
All the cool kids have billboards.
Yeah.
Ron Bell, he's a cool kid.
Yeah, he's not that cool.
Okay.
No.
None of that's real.
Who else? The guy with the big hand, the law firm guy?
Yeah.
It's a freaky big hand. Who else has a billboard? Come on.
No, they don't care.
They don't.
They don't care at all.
It's not cool.
Yeah. So there you go. Shout out to all the parents out there.
I think it's cool.
Going through the exact same thing.
I think you're cool, buddy.
Thanks, man. Coming up on the show. 1 in 8 adults can't do this.
Touch their tongue to their nose.
No.
Can you do it? Can
no
you do that?
Way.
Nah, I can't either.
Yeah, no way. I can barely stick my tongue out of my mouth.
Really?
Oh,
such
that?
A tiny little, wow, I have a tiny little tongue. That's weird.
Let's see. A letter titled, To Bra or Not to Bra?
Oh, okay.
Just hang in there.
Get it?
Okay. To bra or not to bra?
I don't think we can read this letter.
Yeah, I know. The subject title sounds, yeah, I get it. Inappropriate.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Okay, good.
Of course it's not. The family show.
Okay.
It's a family show.
Just making sure, bra. Oh, I get it.
Okay. All right. That's good. I would like to kick off the show with, Valentine's Day was just 2 days ago.
That's right.
And this 38-year-old woman named Lucy from London, she met a guy. They went out. When he contacted her about a second date, she said, I'm not really interested.
Aww,
it happens.
Oh, man.
That's the dating life, right?
That's too bad.
You know, I hated going out on dates. Hated. When I lived in San Diego, my family always tried to hook me up on blind dates. Those are the worst.
I mean,
none of them worked out.
I only ever went on one, and it was pretty tragic.
Yeah.
I
probably went on five or six, and they were all just awful.
Ugh.
It's just no connection whatsoever. Seems like that's kind of what happened in this situation. Just, you know what? I had no second date. Sorry.
Yeah.
So the guy sent her a long text message asking her to pay him $53 for half of their first date.
Wow.
Quote, I really liked you and saved up some money to take you on a nice date. As it didn't work out, I'd be grateful if you could send along something to contribute for the drinks I spent on you, thinking I'd at least, you know, get to see you again. Well, Lucy actually sent him the money. She also donated the same amount to a donkey sanctuary, which, first of all, is apparently something that exists. We'll leave it at that. There you go. just leave it at that.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good.
Didn't we read a story last year?
Yeah.
Same situation happened where somebody had asked for their money back.
Yeah, dude.
And the person actually did.
You know? Go on odd dates, it doesn't work out, and it's like, hey, wait. I mean, like, if you and I went out.
On a date?
No, not on a date. Listen, bro. If we went out, I wouldn't pay for your meal.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why?
You'd buy your own drinks. You'd buy your own movie ticket.
That's a because
we're just
date.
Friends. You go on a date, and it turns out nothing's happening. You know, no second date.
No, that's
not guys aren't. That's how it works.
No way, man. It's
that's why I keep a ledger with me everywhere I go. Just kidding. No, that's dumb.
Yeah.
There are plenty of times where I
paid
for something.
But hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Because you might be onto something. And we live in a different age. It's different than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The women. Man, I wish we had our feminist here. I wish we had our local feminist here.
You just lumped them all together as one.
Women, they want to be equals.
Yes.
As you know.
Yes.
Now, if you say the man has to pay for everything, would you say some women wouldn't be okay with that?
Oh, yeah. I'm still dumbfounded sometimes when I hold a door, like out in public, if wherever, you know, like the mall, wherever. And you hold the door, and then somebody's like, I can do that. You're like, oh, okay.
You're not going to hold the door for me.
Just, sorry, ma'am. I just called you ma'am, too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, see? there's some people out there, some ladies out there that are like that.
Yeah.
And I've always been raised that the guy should always pay for everything.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we have to respect women and
yep.
hold the door. And
so we should keep doing those things. Even if they're crazy feminazis.
If the woman, could you, let's just go back and say, could you date somebody that wasn't over the top, but she said, I want to pay. I'm not, you cannot pay. What do you do in that situation?
Is it Alanis Morissette?
Yes.
Yes, I could.
Okay.
Because you ought to know that I would do that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just glad that.
Because what it all comes down to is that I haven't got it all figured out just yet, you know?
Yeah.
Because I've got, man, one hand in my pocket.
Man. I knew it. I knew it.
Sadly, I also did not have the lyrics in front of me for that one because I love you, Alanis. I love you so much. Dude, a friend of mine, yesterday we were talking about 90s rock alternative bands, female fronted bands. And our friend Darla sent me a photo. She was like, you guys were talking yesterday. And I just had to dig this out as proof. She totally hung out with Shirley Manson from Garbage.
Oh, my gosh.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Got an autograph
and saw them at the NMSU Pan American Center in 1998.
Beautiful.
Dude, so she sent me the ticket stub. Guess how much it was in 1998 to see Garbage in Section F, row 17, seat 1.
Well, in 1998.
She sent me her ticket stub.
They would have been at the top of their game.
Yeah,
right?
Right. So huge, right? Yeah. This is Garbage.
This is an arena, right?
With special guest Girls Against Boys at the NMSU Pan American Center.
I'm going to say.
1998.
I'm going to say $42.
Including tax, because it shows you right here, like including all the taxes and everything. Are you ready for this? $13.
13 bucks?
$13.
Was that a normal ticket price for a pretty big band, rock band?
I mean,
$13?
It's the 90s. Maybe we just forgot how things used to be priced. Because I saw that ticket stub and I was like, you saw Garbage for $13?
Trying to remember how much I paid for the Goo Goo Dolls, No Doubt, and Bush. Because I saw them back in like 96.
Yeah, I saw the No Doubt Cake show. I missed the Bush show.
And I want to say it was probably 30 bucks or so. Yeah. At least 30, 40 bucks.
You would think. But then go back and find a ticket stub, you'd be like, whoa, maybe 18?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Huh. Guys, inflation, bruh.
Yeah, it's expensive to live.
Which is getting back to our subject.
That's true. I mean,
it's expensive to live.
It's a different time.
Nowadays. Yeah, see, $13. So, of course, you'd buy her a ticket to go see Garbage with you. It was $13 a person.
Now you got to
Let's go for
you know, a nice dinner for two. You're looking at, what, almost $100?
Yeah, imagine that. Like, you go on one date, you pay for dinner, it's like $70, $80. Maybe you take them to a concert. Even, like, lawn tickets at Isleta Amphitheater now are, like, $30, depending on the show. You know, you can get, like, oh, this one's cheap, it's only $20.
Yeah.
For a lawn ticket. That's another $40, because you and your, you know, you and your date. So you spend $100, $150 on the date, and then they say, yeah, not my cup of tea.
I'm curious, ladies of the Starmie.
I'm so glad you did that, because I thought you were going to say something else.
Okay. If you can, real quick, just text us 585-5483.
Yeah.
Let us know, would you be okay if the guy split everything on the date? I mean, it was, you had to pay for your...
I mean, this girl thought everything was paid for, because everything was paid for. But then when she declined a second date, he billed her for her half of the date.
That's messed up. I mean, if you say, you know, you...
Yeah, because they didn't go in ahead of time like, hey, I'll get this, you get this. It was like, he paid for everything.
Yeah.
He did that.
I kind of want to know if most women now would be okay with that. Going on a date and a guy saying, hey, like, let's split.
Hey, what if I get the movie and you get the dinner?
Would that be a complete
turn-off? Can we go to a matinee?
Would that be no second date? If a guy did that, would that be no second? But maybe not. Maybe women.
It's a terrible idea.
Like I said, it's a different time.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, just listen to this.
Hi, we're women.
Yeah. And we deserve opportunities just like men.
Yeah. We're tired of always being pretty and stuff.
Yeah. And we want to leave our comfy couches.
Yeah. And play football.
Yeah.
And be shot at in foreign countries.
Yeah. We want to kill spiders. And rattlesnakes.
Anyway, we should have the same opportunities as men.
Like this announcement. Why was it voiced by men?
So stupid.
This message brought to you by women. Women, we're tired of making the babies. They're gross.
Ladies, that's just a joke. That was a complete joke. We're a wacky morning show.
Studio at
Star. And that's a complete joke, but maybe not.
One said, absolutely okay to split the date cost.
That coming from a
lady.
The
first one we got on the live line. We don't know. They didn't say, I'm a lady.
I'm a lady.
The other one, we got a second one that said, cheapskate. And somebody else on another Starmie member said, I think the guy should always offer to pay. However, if I knew I wasn't interested, I would offer to pay my half that night.
Huh.
So, guys, if they offer to pay their half that night, chances are it's the last time you'll ever see them again.
That's a good call. Yeah. If they're offering,
you know,
I'll
get my own movie ticket. Oh, no. Can we just call it now? Because I don't want to waste 2 more hours with you then. Is this it? Really? I'll see you later.
See, that's why I always went to a movie. That was my thing. First date was always a movie.
This is why you had terrible first dates.
No. Because you can meet somebody and have a conversation and know, oh my gosh. And then if you go to a movie, it's one of those things you don't have to talk for a couple hours. Yeah. And then you can just go.
I forget that you're like weird introvert guy. And you don't like talking to people. That's
especially
true.
On a blind date. You know when you first meet somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't want to go to a movie because then you're just sitting there staring at a screen like, I'm
yeah, but you get there a little early. You get to talk before the movie.
No.
And then
movie's a terrible date.
Most of the time when I did that, I would think, oh man, I'm so glad I don't have to talk for the next 2 hours. And then we can just end this.
Oh man.
I'm telling you, that's the best way.
My girl Brandy chimed in and said, when I dated, I kind of expected the guy to pay, but I would still offer to get my own just in case, especially if I was not in a relationship yet. Somebody said, that's messed up because he saved for the date, so he expected to pay some money. Man up. Take your losses. Start saving for the next one. Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. I mean, maybe.
I'm so glad I don't have to deal with this.
Maybe. I know, right?
I just, you know.
I make Leslie pay for everything.
Oh, okay.
585 Live. What do you think, ladies? What do you think? Is it okay to split everything on the first date? Because this guy, he paid for everything, and then...
She's paying for it. He's literally and figuratively.
Sent her a long text saying, hey, can you maybe send me, half of what I paid?
Gosh.
$53. And she did. She sent the money back. 585 Live. Big show today. When we come back, we'll check traffic, and we got some headlines. Hang out.
President Trump's pick for Labor Secretary Andy Puzder has withdrawn his nomination.
The president held a joint news conference at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I look forward to working with you.
Mr. Trump broke with decades of U.S. tradition by not committing to a two-state solution with Palestinians as a goal for the peace process.
Ashton Kutcher visiting Capitol Hill as co-founder of the anti-trafficking foundation Thorn, which uses technology to fight child sexual exploitation.
Maybe one of the greatest honors of my life today is to be here.
Yahoo users are being warned again that accounts may have been compromised.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says it has found a dramatic rise in the number of anti-Muslim groups in its annual hate group survey.
Former Vice President Joe Biden taking over for a Republican as chair of the Board of Trustees at Philadelphia's National Constitution Center, succeeding former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. The nonpartisan museum's mission, educating and informing Americans about the Constitution.
Stocks gained ground to Dow up 107 points to close at a new record high.
The Grocery Manufacturers Association and the Food Marketing Institute want to abolish labels like expires on or sell by. Instead, they want companies to use one of two labels, best if used by a particular date. Companies could still put a used by date on products that they thought might become less safe with time.
Welcome to the show. 6:38.
High today of 60 degrees.
Have them rubbers out there.
We're taking a look this early in the morning. Thankfully, no accidents to report at this time. There is, however, road construction. The roadway reduced to one lane. It's on Ladera Drive between Atrisco and 72nd Street, as well as the normal construction going on Central right now due to the Albuquerque Rapid Transit throughout Knob Hill and the downtown area. That's pretty much it, man. It's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Big show tomorrow, of course, 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. Coaches, a couple coaches from Bear Canyon CrossFit joining us.
I'm excited for that.
Becca.
Amy's back from Mexico. We're going to talk, man.
Talk fitness. We have Sam Swan joining us. And 9 o'clock hour, we have Sam Dalton, who, if you're a fan of anime.
Yeah, dude.
Isn't he huge in Japan?
It's going to be really cool to talk to him. Had a chance to hang out with him a little bit yesterday. He's a rad dude and doing some big things in the comic/anime world. As an American, which is a big, big deal.
Steps yeah, wasn't that. He just honored in Japan for his work
studio.
With anime?
Well, he's got a pilot that they're actually producing in Japan right now. I don't know.
That's huge, right?
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's where anime was born.
Yeah.
Jump on that.
Okay.
Holly Starr. Holly Starr will be on the show tomorrow, 9:30. That's a huge show. Big.
Yeah. We're still here today, so even though a bunch of places allegedly are going to be closed today, we're here.
Oh, is today the day without immigrants?
Yeah, it is. Today is day without immigrants, guys. Around the nation, some shops, restaurants are closing. They're asking... people to skip class, miss work, not shop.
I was reading about that. Teachers, principals are saying, hey, kids, if you decide to skip today because of what they're doing, yeah. It's absent. You're absent.
Right.
You can't take the day off.
Yeah. But, I mean, people are going to do what they do for the cause they believe in.
Sure.
So it's like, hey.
Hey, if your parents are okay with it, I support that.
Yeah. Organizers were urging legal residents as well as undocumented ones to participate in a boycott in response to President Trump's crackdown on immigration. So whether it's, you know, plans to build the border wall or the temporary immigration ban on nationals from certain Muslim majority nations. So they're saying doctors to dishwashers, immigrants are integral to daily life in the U.S. And we'll see how America works out today when they decide not to work. So one place this may actually have a big effect is Washington, D.C. I was reading a couple different articles, one in the Washington Post, one in USA Today, talking about the fact that some of these big restaurants where, you know, when you're on the floor and they're calling out food basically for like Congress because they're all kind of in here, a lot of the establishments they go to, the chefs, the owners, like these are immigrants. And a lot of the places are saying, we're going to be closed today.
Oh.
We'll see how it goes.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. It's gonna be interesting. So the celebrity chef, owner of Tequila's restaurant in Philly, he's a Mexican immigrant. He decided they're closing them all down. So a few hundred of his employees will not be coming to work Thursday. So they asked for his support, and they got it, actually. So he just decided, all right, I'll close everything down, and everybody's going to get paid.
Yeah.
So he said, we're all one. We shouldn't be fighting among each other. We should all be working together and keep moving the country forward. So we're going home.
As long as it's a peaceful protest, I'm all about it. Not, I'm not saying that I agree with what they're protesting. I'm just saying, if you believe in something, that's the great thing about being an American, is that we get to go out and shout and peacefully tell everyone, no, I'm standing up for this. This isn't right. And I mean, that's what this country's all about.
Yeah. Check this out. In New Mexico, that would be our state, the largest state with the largest percentage of Hispanic residents in the nation, school officials were worried that hundreds of students were going to stay home. So APS sent this out. We respectfully ask all parents to acknowledge that students need to be in class every day to benefit from the education they are guaranteed and to avoid falling behind in school and life. Students who take part in the protest will receive an unexcused absence.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's okay.
That's
great.
A few places in the country where, well, yeah, because it's true. You can stand up for what you believe in, but if you're going against certain things, there's still going to be consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yep.
I'm not saying not to do it. I'm just saying weigh it out.
I got to go.
So, okay. I'll
probably see you, Jim, later.
No, pretty sure you're here. Okay. You're American. You were born here.
What are my consequences if I leave?
Yeah. Well... I can't say you'd be fired, but I would definitely make fun of you because this
probably
is
have your, to go into a meeting or something.
Probably not your cause.
Feel like probably talking to by the boss
one for you. Yeah,
oh, it's worth it. I'll see you later.
Okay.
What if I just took off my headphones and walked out, and I didn't come back?
What, guys? I heard it was Amy Grant Day. Okay, a day without Amy Grant. I love me some Amy Grant.
Not.
Liveline chimed in and said, if you don't show up to work, you're fired.
You're fired.
Wrong.
That was good. Holly Holm has filed an appeal with the New York State Athletic Commission after her loss to Jermaine de Randamie. This is awesome. Obviously, the loss brought Holly's MMA record to 10-3. And made Durandamy the first ever woman UFC featherweight champ. Very unpopular decision. But all three judges scored it in Durandamy's favor. What made the loss more difficult for Holly, of course, is that she threw in late punches at the end of the second round, at the end of the third round, and no points were taken from her for the punches. And the outcome of the fight caused a social media firestorm. Holly said it wasn't like in the last punch of a combination when the bell rang. It was intentional. It was after the bell. Those were some of her best shots of the whole fight were after the bell. I don't know how the judges saw that, but if they saw that as points for her, then what can you do?
Hmm.
Her camp is asking the New York Athletic Commission for a review of referee Todd Anderson's failure to deduct a point or more from Durandamy after she threw punches after the bell in rounds 2 and 3. They would like adjustments made to the scorecard according to the rules and regulations. So this is crazy, man. The appeal letter says, quote, regulations make it clear that when a foul is committed, the referee shall then assess the foul of the offending contestant and deduct points. If the referee deems it appropriate, notify the commission, the corners, the official scorekeeper of his decision on whether the foul was accidental or intentional and whether any point deduction is imposed.
Hmm.
Durandamy has called for a rematch after an onslaught of criticism from fans and fighters in the fighting community. So we'll see what happens.
See, we kind of talked about it yesterday without I didn't know that Holly was going to do this.
Yeah.
But it makes sense if everybody is coming at you saying you should have won that fight.
You didn't win that fight.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's do it again.
Right.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah. Yep. So we'll see what happens with that. Could be very, very interesting.
Yeah, I wonder how out of all the appeals over the years,
right,
how many have actually got turned around?
Yeah. Changed. You know? I've seen it happen in baseball. I know, your favorite sport.
Baseball.
Where somebody missed a call, somebody did this, and it didn't have huge implications, but instead, it resulted in a loss for the other team. And so I've seen them reverse decisions like that before in sports, but... Man, this is a belt.
Would it
on the line.
Have been a draw if, let's say, they counted those as points, those hits?
Now, if you're talking rounds two and three, because I don't necessarily know that rounds two and three, because normally, they would give you a warning the first time, and round three definitely she should have had a point knockdown, which would result in a draw because it was 48-47. You knock a point off of the card for that one round on each scorecard, and now it's a 47-47 draw.
Mm-hmm.
So it still wouldn't necessarily give Holly the belt, but a rematch would be in order.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I don't know. Of course, immediately Chris Cyborg jumped on and was like, they're ducking me! I will cross you! So it's like, whoa, dude, you talk deep.
Somebody test her.
Things that stress us out at work. 71% of people say they're
Ricky
stressed at work.
Ricky says less than 5%.
Oh, really?
Yep. Chance of them changing.
Wow.
Thank you, Ricky.
No, I mean, speaking of percentages and whatnot, I mean, yeah. I don't think... And let's be real, man. Just because Durandamy and Holly are both saying, I'm going to rematch, doesn't mean Dana White's going to be like, yeah, man. Because that was a showstopper of a fight.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, didn't he say that? He was pretty disappointed with the fight?
He was pretty disappointed with the fight.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were pretty disappointed with the fight. Holly even said she was disappointed with the fight.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that's going to draw, you know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sales like they want. And, of course, everybody wants to see Chris the Schwarzenegger Cyborg jump in there.
Well, it probably wouldn't be a headliner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That was a headlining pay-per-view.
Mm.
That pay-per-view in general, man, because Derek was robbed. Anderson Silva fight. I thought Derek Brunson did a much better job. Yeah. And it just wasn't a good card.
Yeah. Man, I'm sorry you had to pay for that.
Yeah, you know? Things that stress us out at work. Are you stressed out at work, man?
No, not at all.
According to a new survey, 71% of people say they're stressed at work. Which is crazy, man.
This is probably, this is why I think if you really, I can't speak to that, but because I love my job.
Yeah.
I've never been stressed. There's still stresses.
Yeah.
What are we stressed about?
Stresses.
At work?
I mean.
I don't have any stress.
Sometimes.
No. Do you?
I'm trying to be like the people.
See, then that's my whole point is I don't know if it's that situation for everybody because every job's different.
Of course.
Maybe even though you love your job, it could get stressful at times because you have to meet the quotas. You gotta.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certain times I can get stressed out. It's human. You get stressed out.
Not here. I've never gotten stressed out here. Back in the day when I used to really mess up and I got called into the boss's office because I was an idiot, that could be stressful.
Yeah.
But I've learned kind of what I can and can't say. And
But there's still aspects of the job that stress you out.
Well, no.
I'm just, you know.
Stop it.
Well,
I don't stress over that.
71% of people say they're stressed at work.
Yeah.
So what's making everyone so insanely stressed out? Here's your top five reasons why you're stressed out at work. Number one, deadlines.
Mm.
Maybe that's why. Because for us, I mean, we have to get here early and prep, and it's the morning show.
Yeah, I would
and
be,
deadlines
I would
over.
Be stressed if I showed up like I used to many, many years ago when I first started in morning radio.
Yeah.
I would show up 10 minutes before the show would start.
Oh, gosh.
And there would be nothing prepared.
See, yeah.
And we'd wing it.
One time in our over year of being the morning invasion, you got sick morning of. And I had to put the show together and I only had like an hour.
Yeah.
And that I was really stressed.
Yeah.
It worked out.
You know what I loved? And I've never had this with anybody else.
Huh.
The time when I, my alarm didn't go off or I slept in and it was like 10 minutes to 6 and you just assumed that I wasn't going to come in.
Yeah.
And you got the show ready and I got here right when the show started and everything was ready to go.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, man, this is nice. maybe Steve-O
could
get here.
We should trade off.
Maybe he can get here at 3.
Let's trade days.
And
I loved it. I didn't mind it.
Oh, you no way that. You could get up at 3 and
there's
get
no
here.
Way I could get there's no way. If I had it in my
I've been
brain,
doing it for years, so
yeah,
it's easy for me.
There's no way.
It's
impossible.
It's not normal.
No, it's not.
It's not.
I don't know. Maybe I would just pull an all-nighter.
See the bags under my
eyes?
That
would be hilarious.
See the gray in my beard?
Yeah.
My hair is falling out?
Oh, man.
It's because of that.
Other reasons people are stressed, their job's life or death implications for another person. I'm thinking like air traffic controller.
Mm.
My mom was an air traffic controller. They said that's one of the most stressful jobs.
Being a police officer.
Dude, yeah. Life or death implications, man.
Yeah.
Constantly
military.
Man, it doesn't apply
pilots.
To a lot of us, but it does. Like, yeah, police officers, soldiers.
Yeah, anybody, any job where you have lives that you have to take care of.
We take care of lives, spiritual lives.
Yeah, we do.
There's
Amen.
Greater implication than that.
Heck
I wish
yeah.
you take eternity seriously.
Yeah. I mean, if you really look at it spiritually.
Yeah.
I mean, that there's greater consequences.
But I guess maybe that's why we're not stressed, because that's God's role,
you
man.
Know what?
Yes. You know what I mean? That's the Holy Spirit. It's like, hey, we're just going to kick it and have fun conversations. Sometimes they're going to be heavy. Sometimes they're going to be light. And then God's going to do what he's going to do with
exactly.
the people listening.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why stress is off, because I've realized it's not my job to... Seal the deal, man.
Think about how many Christians are stressed out because they just want to get their friends saved.
Yeah, they got to know the truth today.
Husband or wife, I just want them to get saved, and I'm so stressed. If they die, they're going to go straight to hell.
But it's like, dude, that's not on you. That's on the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit do his job, and then the person with the free will who has they make that decision.
Right. If we truly believe what the Bible says is true,
right.
then we know that there's this beautiful, loving God.
Yeah.
Who created us, who knows every single hair on our head.
Well, I mean, that's easier for you.
It's
a lot easier for you.
Okay.
He's like, 17!
That's messed up, man. That's
I can count the number of hairs on your head. I'm like, big deal, God, I can do that too. He's got 19 of them. Big deal. What else you got?
All right.
What else you got?
You know what I'm saying? There's no way that we could love... our children, anybody, like God loves us.
Amen.
You know, if we really believe what the Bible says.
Other things that stress us out at work. Competitiveness. We're not competitive, are we?
No. I've worked with people that were very competitive.
I mean, I was a little stressed out when they showed us the first take of that billboard and it just had your head on it. I was like, cool, bro, where's me?
Our first billboard?
Where's me?
Yeah. Oh, the
no! Remember the mock-up of the one that the new
the
one,
the very first billboard. So the billboard that's up right now, they sent a picture. What do you guys think of this? And it was just me.
It was like Dex in the morning. I was like, guys, I swear there's two of us.
Oh man,
I swear there's two of us.
I remember waking up from a nap and there was like 20 text messages.
Yep.
And I started reading that. And I felt so bad for you.
Yeah.
Because I had nothing to do
like
with that.
Like group text with the boss. And it's like, hey, man, I don't want to sound like a prima donna, but would it be cool if maybe, I don't know, I was on our morning show billboard?
I really thought the boss was kidding. I really did. I thought, but he wasn't. It was just my giant ugly
face.
You're
the name.
No,
you're the face.
You are too, man. You've been doing it almost as long as I have.
I mean,
it's you've been very underground.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah. See? You don't even know. I'm like the 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
You don't even know. I was in your city for so long doing shows. Next thing you know, boom, I'm taking my pants off at the Grammys.
Well, I don't know about that. That's next level.
Yeah, that was weird. Sorry. Okay. Other reasons why we're stressed at work. Physical demands. Man, our job, so physically demanding.
Yeah, I'm very sore right now.
Although I will say waking up early is kind of demanding.
Yeah, that's true.
It can be stressful.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like 11, 12 at night and you're going, I got to go to sleep. Huh? Stresses, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And number five, working in the public eye. Are you stressed that you're in the public eye?
Not as much as I used to, you know. Even when we have to go out and be in front of people, it's not that big a deal, you know. It's one of those things, the more you do it, the more you do anything, you just get better at.
Yeah.
You know? Practice makes perfect.
You know, it makes better results. I don't know about perfect.
No way, man. 10,000 hours to become a master.
Yeah, but masters still make mistakes.
Not me, man. Not me.
A jet owned by American Airlines hit a deer while it was taking off in Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday. Luckily, no one was hurt, unless you're a deer.
I wanted a video of that. And I
Why
know that's
would you want a video of that?
I've never seen a jet hit a deer.
Well, no one has.
Well, you know
why
what?
Would you want video of that?
You know what? I'm YouTubing it.
Oh, gosh.
Deer. Jet hits deer.
Yeah. It's caught like a...
There it is.
Are you serious?
I don't know if this is the same one. 15 hours ago. Oh, my gosh.
No, I can't watch this. Moving on. Okay. Sorry. R.I.P. deer. This sounds like the next Nick Cage movie, but this is real life, guys. Three people in London recently cut through several skylights, rappelled down into a warehouse, and got away with about $3 million worth of rare books.
Rare books?
Yeah.
Wow, that does sound like a Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah, we're going to steal the Declaration of Independence. Yeah. No! No!
Here we go.
No! No!
Here we go.
No!
Jet.
I can't stop looking.
Where's the deer?
I can't stop looking.
Where's the deer?
I can't stop looking. Where's the deer?
Where's the deer? Okay, good. I'm going to have to really watch this video.
That was so fast, I didn't even see it happen.
All right. Big Show, letter coming up. Titled "To Bra or Not to Bra," and
it's
listen. This is a family show. We'll do that at 7:30. One in eight adults can't do this. We'll talk about it.
Touch their toes with their hands.
Nope.
I can do that.
We'll be right back. Veredia, pretty nice.
What is that?
That's how she does it.
Pretty Lies.
Good morning. Dex and Steve-O.
Mm-hmm.
Star 88. 707.
High today of 60 degrees. Traffic. Scoping the roads.
Talk to me.
Nothing going on. No accidents to report. This morning, gonna make it to work on time.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to the gym and get our workout on, girl. And then we're going out all night.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
I think I just kinked my neck.
Yeah, me too. I was dancing. Ow. It got, like, weird. And then I realized it's Thursday. Girl, we can't go out all night. I gotta work in the morning. Gosh.
Oh.
The things I sing. The things... I see.
I think I need a neck brace. Do you ever know anybody that was a hypochondriac?
Oh, yeah.
That
oh, yeah.
You'd see them and they would be wearing the neck brace?
I don't know that they ever wore the neck brace. But I definitely have someone in my life who is a hypochondriac.
It's you, isn't it?
No, I won't say names, Chrissy, but...
Oh, gosh.
But... WebMD is my enemy. It is the Cobra Commander to my G.I. Joe.
Is that why she's all into those potions and...
To my He-Man.
All those, you know...
Maybe. She's
not...
You know what? I gotta say this. She's not as bad as she used to be. Chrissy used to be...
She's a little hipster girl.
And when
not hipster, I mean hippie
girl. Dude, WebMD was her Wikipedia for life. It was like, I think I'm... I had a little scratch in my throat. It's I have stage 2 cancer of my lymph node.
That why am I laughing?
That's what it is. Okay. It's stage 2 in my lymph node of my throat. I'm like, Chrissy, take a Halls. You're okay. You're good,
drink
bro.
Some water.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure. No, look. No, you know what it is? It turns out my appendix wanted to hang out with my thorax, but now they're intertwined, and I don't know what to do. I need surgery. Like, those don't even make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. My large intestine was tired of being called large. I think it went on a diet, and it got skinny, and now it's traded places with my small intestine, and I don't know what to do. I'm dying.
How many text messages are you getting right now?
I know, right?
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay.
Oh, man.
What's happening?
Steve-O's going to be in a lot of trouble. That's what's happening.
I mean, probably. Speaking of death.
Yeah.
WebMD is going to be like, and major cause of death, mocking your bride on the morning show.
You know, don't you feel bad for our wives sometimes?
Yep. No. No.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Maybe you've never even really thought about it, but we have a microphone.
Yeah.
And yeah. If I was married to, let's say the roles were reversed and Leslie had a radio show, I don't know how I would handle it. You know? Yeah. Think about what our brides have to put up
Maybe
with.
Maybe we should do that one day. Maybe for Mother's Day. That's what we'll get them for Mother's Day.
You guys can have the show.
You can have the show for one day. Just talk. It would be awful. It'd be hilarious for like 3 minutes, and then they both would be like, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, no. My wife has many stories. That's she true, probably actually. Has a book.
Those two together are the worst.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And I just want to say, I'm sorry, Leslie.
I just got a sweet meme emoji thing.
It's from your wife?
It's a butcher knife.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's because I'm cooking tonight. That's what she was reminding me to cut the vegetables.
That's not what that means.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
No, it's not at all.
So, yeah.
you're going to not make it today.
Well, I mean. That's a stabbing.
Yep. Yeah. So, Leslie, thank you for putting up with me. I'm usually not accurate when it comes to all of the details.
Yep.
In the stories I share. But it's just because I love you and just want to be as entertaining as possible and make sure that I make you the star.
Oh, shut up.
It shines so bright.
You are obnoxious.
I know. 585 Live, if you'd like to jump in on the show, the conversation.
Somebody wanted to know if humans even have thoraxes. Exactly, WebMD.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Exactly. Here's a guy. I don't know if you've seen this video yet, but this guy, he can play. Well, he plays Rush's Tom Sawyer by himself. And he plays the drums and the guitar and sings.
Are you kidding?
No. Here he is.
A modern day warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
So he's playing the guitar while he's sitting down at the drums.
How is this possible?
While playing the drums. I thought I had the link to the video, though.
Though his mind is not for rent.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it'd look cooler if I could actually see what's happening, because it just sounds like somebody covering Rush.
Bam!
Yeah. Because the question is, like, how is he? Is he, like, using the guitar to hit the toms? Like, how is this working?
Well, he's using his feet for a lot of the drums. And where's the video at? This one?
Cool story, bro.
We just don't put that. This is it. That's pretty impressive.
warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Shut up. Guys, I'm watching a dude play guitar, drums, and sing at the same time. He somehow got a drumstick in his right hand, strumming the guitar, and somehow hitting the snare right now. Okay.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, so he's not using his feet more than normal. He's using his, you know, for the kick, and oh my gosh.
But he's using one drum.
So, and he's somehow strumming, boom, and hitting the snare at the same time. Boom. It's possible. Boom. Yeah. Watching it now, it's like, oh, this is totally possible. I could do that.
Yeah, just type in Rush, Tom Sawyer, guitar, drums, vocals simultaneously, and it'll pull up on YouTube. And it's pretty impressive. I would go watch this guy if he came into town.
For one song?
Nah, I bet he does a bunch of songs.
By the way, a Star member is greatly looking forward to learning the dirt on the two of us the Monday after Mother's Day. So.
The dirt?
Yeah.
Oh, with
Leslie.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody said, oh, Steve-O, you can't see what's going on. Welcome to how the rest of us always feel for every one of Dex's YouTube videos.
Okay.
Trying, guys. Trying to explain it. He was playing the guitar sitting down at the drums. He was rocking that snare with the drumstick in his right hand while he was also
my
strumming.
Bad. I thought you guys would appreciate such talent.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that's really a sight to behold.
Well, I mean. Here's his song, Come On, Girl. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is. He's playing the drums and playing this riff at the same time.
Pretty little girl.
Okay. This is terrible. Turn it off now.
Okay.
The song's called Come On Girl. G-U-R-L.
Girl.
Ugh.
Girl.
Lost me.
What, man? Whatever. That guy's great.
So talented he can't even spell words.
Girl.
What does it mean?
Okay. There you go.
You better be careful, man. I feel like you're part of the reason why Albuquerque's slipping.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, I mean, Albuquerque's slipping in the national ranking. We'll talk about this coming up. Best places to live in the country? Albuquerque was like top 30 at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, and we'll also talk about, this was in the news this morning. They found some interesting data on why our city has so much crime. This is from KOB. They looked into some recent reports and found why there's an increase in violent crimes in our city. Because that's the big question. Why is our city getting worse?
McGruff, the crime dog.
We need to bring McGruff back?
Yeah, he retired. He's like 72 years on the force. He finally called it a day, man. He needs to come back. I think McGruff's still out there, right? Is he still a thing? Do you remember McGruff, the crime dog?
Yeah, I don't think I've... No, I don't think they...
That's the problem, man. He used to take a bite out of crime. He's no longer chewing on crime. Rawr!
What the...
It's McGruff, man. Uh-huh. Is it McGruff? It's McGruff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's McGruff. Oh.
I started second-guessing myself. I'm like, was it McGriff or McGruff?
Oh, he's a dog.
Right.
McGruff.
I was always really curious how that bloodhound dog wore a trench coat and had normal arms. Because you never saw him without the trench coat. Because I feel like he'd be really disproportionate.
Man. Do you think he'll ever leave the comic book anime world?
What?
I mean...
What are you talking about?
I think normal people... That's not our thought process. I've never looked at a cartoon and said, how does that work? I don't understand how a dog can wear a trench coat and walk. I've never had that thought about a cartoon character before. But you have. I feel like this comic book thing is... It goes a little deeper than what we thought.
You're talking to the guy who walked out of Cars the first time and said, ugh, hated that movie. It's so not realistic.
It's so not
Everybody knows that a car's eyes are the headlights, not the windshield.
Exactly.
Obviously. Yeah, terrible movie.
There is something... there's something...
I've since changed my ways. Right. Cars was a pretty dope movie.
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
It's like the live line said, as the faithful McGruff, the crime dog, has always told us, quote, only you can prevent forest fires.
No, that's not it. No,
nah, man, pretty sure that was McGruff, the crime dog.
No. That's Fire Bill.
No, that is not Fire Bill.
He was a bear?
It was Woodsy the Owl. He lived in the woods. One time, he just stayed up too late with Spuds McKenzie, and they had a little shindig, and next thing you know,
yeah,
and McGruff the crime dog had to show up and stop the fire. Do you think they all hang out?
Steve-O, like, no. It's,
McGruff
they're not
the crime dog and Smokey Bear and Spuds McKenzie's probably the cool one. Oh, he's like the fun one, you know?
Yeah.
And then Woodsy Owl, he's like the nerdy one that it's like, but we've been friends for so long. They're all just bros. That's so cool, man.
I wish I could jump in your brain. It's probably pretty incredible in there.
I'm just saying, man. I just invented a cartoon that needs to happen. And McGruff's like the like old school, like he just doesn't take any junk from anybody, you know, and he's kind of a jerk at times, but he's still pretty be like the A-team. But the A-team would be, who do you think Mr. T would be? Smokey Bear would be Mr. T, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
I feel like you're talking about Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Murdoch.
They've done
who
this
was
movie.
It? Was it Murdoch? It was Murdoch in the A-team. Spuds McKenzie would be Murdoch from the A-team.
Okay.
I'm just reimagining the A-team as if they were random 80s anthropomorphic animated... animals.
Okay. You know what? Maybe you can bring this up to Sam Dalton.
Tomorrow, guys!
Because he is pretty big in Japan right now for his anime.
Oh, man.
He'll be on the show tomorrow at 9 a.m. If you love anime, Sam Dalton, has he created a bunch of different anime, or is he...
He's got a comic book that they're working on the pilot right now. Mm. Somebody wants to know how Smokey got those pants on. Like, what size are they? Did he put them on himself? Why doesn't he wear a shirt if he wears pants? See? All good questions.
Come on,
somebody
guys.
Else said, this is a great topic, cartoon characters we've all forgot about. Boom! Just telling you. Sadly, there's a reason why we don't hear about McGruff anymore.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, the actor who played McGruff the crime dog, the take a bite out of crime guy, right? From the 80s? John R. Morales? Was arrested in Galveston, Texas, after a drug-sniffing dog detected weed.
Oh, my gosh.
When he was pulled over for speeding. And when they raided his house, they seized 1,000 marijuana plants and 9,000 rounds of ammunition from 27 weapons.
Really?
My childhood is ruined!
Remember last year, Dora the Explorer?
He's spending 16 years in prison right now.
Remember Dora?
No, what did she do?
Remember the voice who does Dora the Explorer? Remember last year we were talking about how she got caught. She was smoking cigarettes at school, and she got caught giving cigarettes to another.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
another kid.
Yep.
And she didn't get expelled, but the other kid did.
Oh, man, tragic,
Dora,
man. That's why if you're a Fraggle, you're thankful that God created you to live underground, so you don't have to deal with the everyday life. You know.
What?
Fraggle Rock, man.
The only thing I can find is the 10 most hated cartoon characters.
No, it doesn't work like that.
I couldn't find the most hated... No, that's not it. Hold on.
Come on, man!
I put in cartoon characters we don't hear about anymore.
Somebody said I needed to cut back on the coffee, which is hilarious. Joke's on you. I don't drink coffee!
15 most annoying cartoon characters. No, see, I can't find anything.
Somebody wants to know why McGilla Gorilla was purple. That's a great question, man. What if McGilla's mom just like ate a bunch of grape Jolly Ranchers, right? That was her thing when she was pregnant. Like, she just, everybody gets those weird cravings. And Magilla Gorilla's mom was like deep into those crazy Jolly Rancher sticks. Like, not the little ones, like the big ones you get, you know, they're like long and just bunch of grape Jolly Rancher sticks.
I had no idea that would turn you purple.
Yeah. Hmm. Just ask Magilla. Now we know why my McGruff the crime dog was always wanting to take a bite out of crime. He had the munchies. Thank you, Starmie.
All right. How did we get on this topic? Huh? How did this happen?
Oh, somebody else said, sadly, Dora and Noah Stocky, she was deported by the Trump administration.
Okay. That is inappropriate.
Starmie, on a day I love like this. You so much.
That is, I'm going to have to dump you.
Dude, do you remember snorkels?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
What?
I mean, I thought, somebody just chimed in with like script lines for the A-Team.
Really?
Yeah. I pity the fool who doesn't prevent forest fires. Because, you know, Smokey the Bear, man, he's going to be the A-Team member that has a lot of gold chains.
Get me out of here.
Rocky and Bullwinkle was the best. Somebody else said Magilla Gorilla was obviously purple because he was a huge Prince fan. Somebody else loved Fraggle Rock. Somebody wants me explaining Magilla's color to be slow motion theater. You can't tell us what to do.
That's Jenny. But that's not Jenny's dad.
Uh-oh.
If she gets into that car, that may be the last time you'll see Jenny.
That's true.
I'm McGruff, the crime dog. See those kids? Every day in this country, 60 kids disappear.
Whoa.
Some run away, but a lot are kidnapped by strangers, or even by people they know. So write to McGruff and teach your kids to protect themselves. Help take a bite out of crime.
Write to McGruff. Man, you know, it's just a different time back then. Different time. Take a bite out of crime. I think you're right. I think we need to bring back McGruff, the crime dog. You know?
Yeah.
Because that, you know, I saw commercials like that when I was a kid and thought, man, I don't ever want to be a bad guy because I don't want to get caught by McGruff, the crime dog. It's something that psychologically it does something when you're a kid. Seeing commercials like that, you know?
Yeah.
Or when your parents tell you, you know, hey, if you ever get caught stealing, they'll chop your hands off.
Okay.
I'll never steal.
No, that's Fraggle Rock for me, actually. I'm not even joking. There was an episode of Fraggle Rock when I was a kid, and somebody stole something, right? It was the little red pigtail girl. You remember the yellow one with the red pigtails?
I don't remember this episode, but
her name was Ruby. No, I just made that up. I don't remember her name. What was her name? Whatever. Anyways, doesn't matter. What matters is she was a thief. She stole something. So then they got the whole Fraggle Rock village together, and they had to stand in front of a cauldron and dip their hand in the cauldron.
Oh, my gosh.
And when they pulled their hand out, if it was normal, you're okay. So she's, like, getting nervous, and they got up there, and she stuck her hand in the cauldron and pulled it out, and it had turned red. They caught her red-handed.
Okay, I'm going to break.
No, I'm serious.
I'm out.
And I never stole. Just the hearts of the people.
I kind of look.
I'm serious.
I'm looking this
that's
up.
That's a real episode of Fraggle Rock.
You
man.
Made that up.
I swear to you,
that's
that is
a Steve-O joke.
That is real.
You got that from our friend at Sopo.
Oh man. That was a real life lesson. I learned it. Fraggle Rock red-handed. Oh snap! Am I about to be right? Oh. I'm right.
Oh my gosh, you are right.
Of course.
Except that it's 24 minutes, so we have to play it from the beginning.
We're not. Her name was Red, by the way, the one with the red pigtails.
All right, during the break, I'll find the part where she sticks. I don't know if this is true. I don't know about this.
Could be.
She was caught red-handed.
She was.
Oh man. 585 live. If you'd like to,
Live Line's going crazy.
What is the topic?
I don't even know if we have one. However, somebody said we're killing it today sitting in my car because I don't want to miss any of this. Please take a break so I can go to work.
Oh, you don't want to miss... Don't leave your car because when we come back, we'll play the part where... What is her name?
I think it's Red Man.
Is it Red?
Not Red Man, Ruby? Like the Method Man Red Man. Like, not the hip-hop artist. I mean, just Red. It would be kind of weird if Red Man was a part of Fraggle Rock. Although it would explain a few things.
Boober and the Glob?
No.
Okay. All right.
Her name was Red.
All right. Hang out with us. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Trump's pick for Labor Secretary Andy Puzder has withdrawn his nomination.
The president held a joint news conference at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I look forward to working with you.
Mr. Trump broke with decades of U.S. tradition by not committing to a two-state solution with Palestinians as a goal for the peace process.
Ashton Kutcher visiting Capitol Hill as co-founder of the anti-trafficking foundation Thorn, which uses technology to fight child sexual exploitation.
Maybe one of the greatest honors of my life today is to be here.
Yahoo users are being warned again that accounts may have been compromised.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says it has found a dramatic rise in the number of anti-Muslim groups in its annual hate group survey.
Former Vice President Joe Biden taking over for a Republican as chair of the Board of Trustees at Philadelphia's National Constitution Center, succeeding former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. The nonpartisan museum's mission, educating and informing Americans about the Constitution.
Stocks gained ground to Dow up 107 points to close at a new record high.
The Grocery Manufacturers Association and the Food Marketing Institute want to abolish labels like expires on or sell by. Instead, they want companies to use one of two labels, best if used by a particular date. Companies could still put a use by date on products that they thought might become less safe with time.
Okay. Good morning.
Yo.
Dex and Steve-O, it's Thursday. Good morning, Albuquerque. Good morning, New Mexico. Good morning, France.
Okay.
Apparently, we're number one when it comes to...
The French?
The French.
I make a mean French toast, people.
It is 7:38.
High today of 60 degrees.
Roads okay out there?
Yeah. And by yeah, I mean no. Paseo del Norte east at Coors, there's an accident reported. And when you have an accident at Paseo del Norte traveling east at Coors, you know it's gumming everything up. I-40 west is also pretty backed up. As well as I-40 east at Wyoming Boulevard, there's an accident right there at exit 164. So be careful this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Man, we have... one of the most serious topics we've ever done on the morning invasion. It is it's super heavy. I just want to give a little warning.
Okay.
It's intense. Guys, we're talking cartoons right now. Live line's blowing up. I don't even know what we're talking about or if there is even a topic that we have. We were you just mentioned McGruff the crime dog. Is he still around?
Yeah.
And then somehow it turned into...
It's because I mentioned that he has a trench coat, and it always freaked me out because the original drawings, they weren't really like... He just wasn't drawn well, so like his arms looked funny, and I always wondered what he looked like under his trench coat.
And I said, okay, Steve-O, what?
Oh, man.
You have a serious problem. I mean, if you don't know, Steve-O... loves comic books.
Okay.
He loves anime. In fact, if you go to his house, poor Chrissy, the entire house is just, it's like walking into a comic book store.
That is not
really?
True
where's
at
the,
all.
Where's the Millennial Falcon?
First of all, it's the Millennium Falcon. And
where
it's
is it?
In my living room. And
uh-huh.
It's the original Millennium Falcon from childhood.
Uh-huh.
It's just chilling.
Where's it at?
It's on the bookshelf.
Yep.
Next to the TV. Across from Slave One. Boba Fett's original ship.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
From the
80s. Yeah.
And my
Luke
Skywalker figure.
Yeah.
I also have a life-size bust of Spider-Man that is the piece de resistance.
A giant picture of 11 from Stranger Things in the living room.
I do not have, because that's kind of awkward. That is a child. Kind of weird. don't have that one.
I thought you
actually, I do.
I was just going to say.
To be fair, you got that for my son. for his birthday.
Did you guys end up hanging it in the living room?
Yeah, we framed it. It's in the living room. By the way, jerk, that was Christy's idea. Gosh.
You know what? Hey.
It's because it's a dope painting.
It's beautiful.
It's great. You got us a piece of art.
Leslie did. I can't take credit.
Yeah. Somebody said, Steve-O, you guys seriously crack me up. I have a son just like Steve-O. It's exhausting.
Yeah. And somehow you brought up the episode of Fraggle Rock.
Oh my gosh, you have such a small brain.
I didn't bring up Fraggle Rock.
You brought up life lessons from cartoons, how it was different back then. Like, you learned things. And I said,
that's true.
Yeah, man. I never stole because of Fraggle Rock. And you were like, what? And then I tell the story, and you totally thought I was making stuff up. There was an episode of Fraggle Rock back in the day where Red, the Red Fraggle, which is weird because she's actually yellow, but has red-ish hair, but it looks more orange.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, I'm getting off topic. She was stealing stuff. And they had to bring it before the council to decide, like, how we're going to catch the thief.
Yeah, and, well, here it is.
Order! The Red Fraggle, what have you to say for yourself?
Well, the council wanted red-handed. I got red-handed. Bring forth some water!
And first off, you said cauldron? They're like, yeah, they're all there in front of the council, and they wanted
they
to find out
the
who was going to lie, and so they dipped their hand into the cauldron.
Yeah.
Well, it was a glass of water.
Cookies, too, while you're at it.
I was a child. That looks like a giant cauldron to me.
Now, Wimbley, before last nap, I marked 4 radish bars with Boober's magic soap, and they were stolen again.
Oh,
so
stuff
whoever
keeps
hand turns red when you put it in water is the thief.
Boom!
Let's start with you, Moki.
What? I should speak to him.
And? What?
Trying to tell you, Red. You see, last night after you went to sleep, I saw what happened.
So she was sleepwalking.
She totally thought her friend was stealing from her. She's like, you're a thief! And she grabs her hand and she dips it in the cauldron. Glass of water.
Yes.
In the glass of water.
The cauldron.
And when she pulls her friend's hand out, it's normal, but her own hand is red. She caught herself red-handed because she was sleep-stealing!
Yeah.
It's possible, guys.
I feel so dumb. I guess I should have waited till I had real proof before I accused anyone.
Yep.
Especially my best friend.
Aww. Man, think of the life lesson there.
Yeah, I know.
They don't have lessons
anymore. This episode of Fraggle Rock was so powerful for me. The first time I had to stand before a jury, I used this as my excuse.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Stealing totally got off. Huh? What? No, that's not the lesson. That's not the lesson. Yeah. Thou shalt not steal is the lesson.
Thank you.
Right. That's what I was going to say. The bosses are always watching.
Yeah.
Red Fraggle, you are guilty of false accusation.
Oh,
you have
snap.
Anything to say for yourself?
Well, what can I say? Moki, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I can't apologize enough. I wouldn't blame you if you never spoke to me again.
Oh,
Red. Oh, your apology is enough, and, well, I wouldn't want to never speak to my best friend
again. Okay, this is getting weird. We're watching an episode of Fraggle Rock.
Man, they're hugging it out.
Yeah. You don't remember Fraggle Rock, man? Come on.
No, I used to have... I am impressed with your memory.
I used to have Mookie as she drove an eggplant, and I had her from my McDonald's Happy Meal.
Unbelievable. I think honestly, I was 7. Used to watch this, I mean, constantly, and I don't remember anything.
You thought I was lying and just being crazy and making stuff up. As if I ever tell stories and make stuff up. I'm always honest and never exaggerate anything.
Okay. Well.
Somebody said they do have lessons like this in today's cartoons. Haven't you ever watched Arthur?
No. Yeah, well, my
kids
did watch
Arthur the little, like, what is he, an anteater?
Isn't Arthur a bear?
No. He's not a bear. He's got, like, what is he? He's got like a weird...
Looks like a bear mouse.
He's like a... I can't even... He's an aardvark? He's an aardvark.
Yeah.
Thanks, Liveline.
An aardvark.
I love the Starmie.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Hey, you know, this whole cartoon thing, I think you got the makings of a good movie script. Because it started off, you're talking about McGruff.
Yep.
Well, he lives in PSA town with the owl and with Smokey Bear and everything. Mm-hmm. But then you've got all your product people like Aunt Jemima and
Tony the Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Tony the Well, hold on. There's a subsection of the product town which would be Cereal Town.
Oh my
gosh!
You've
got enough cereal characters. But think about it. You've got Aunt Jemima, Green Giant, Mr. Clean.
Stop right now! Guys. People are stealing our ideas. This is going to be like the next Pixar film.
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Oh man. I've got it.
Who killed Aunt Jemima?
Yeah, and you know who the villain is? It's the Lucky Charms guy, because he was always kind of squirrely.
Yeah.
And he's always, like, amped on Lucky Charms. He's a drug
addict.
Love
you, bye.
Love you,
too. Love you.
Bill Peterson on the Morning Invasion.
Thank you. Bill Peterson on the Morning Invasion.
Yeah.
Good job, Bill.
Love that guy.
Guys? Somebody said, dude, I love cartoons. I believe I learned a lot of values from it, like helping the little guy, doing the right thing. However, I think it's crazy how much stuff with adult content is in there these days. My favorite cartoon now is Adventure Time.
And oh my gosh.
You know, some of the jokes are a bit for
mature telling you
audiences.
Right now, I got addicted to that show.
That show.
It was a few years ago.
It was hilarious.
I went on a journey for about 25 minutes when I watched an episode. I sat there going, these people that write these shows have to be on drugs. They have to be. It is so inappropriate for kids.
Somebody mentioned Family Guy and the things they learned from it, which I can't repeat. South Park, another one you can't learn things from. Actually, I feel like you really can. If you want to know anything about our culture, you watch an episode of South Park and it's like this crazy commentary about where we're at. And it's usually pretty accurate, sadly.
Yeah, I'm thinking back on my childhood on commercials or PSAs that really had an effect on my life.
Is this going to be Johnny Depp?
Is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does? Okay, last time.
It's pulling out an egg.
This is your brain.
Yeah.
The egg is your brain.
This is drugs.
There's a pan. Oh, he's cooking an egg.
This is your brain on drugs.
When I saw
But what
the
if you
egg,
like over easy eggs? You know what I mean? You're like, oh.
I love over easy.
You know, like you put a little salt, maybe a dash of pepper on there.
Well, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just made me hungry.
I'm
sorry. What were we talking
would
about?
I never touched drugs because of this commercial.
See, that's good. So what we were learning here is actually teaching children values has an effect and they
absolutely
can glean things from them and learn. And
yeah, even if it's just a little PSA that plays during a commercial break, during Saturday morning cartoons, I think that can have a huge effect.
Dude, Felicia just chimed in a live line and said, the Get Along Gang. That was my fave. Wilma was my childhood stuffed animal. I feel like America needs to go through some of these cartoons so we can all get along. We were watching classic He-Man with the boys, and after every episode, there's like a little, hey, kids,
yeah.
On today's episode, we learned that being a friend is caring. You know, and it was like, oh, man, I forgot about all of these. It was crazy. Same with G.I. Joe, you know?
Yep.
At the end of the episode, there was always like this little PSA. And they don't have those anymore.
They don't have those anymore.
We should start writing kids' PSAs. At the end of every Morning Invasion,
yes,
we should have a PSA.
Oh, my gosh,
on
yes.
Today's episode, we learned that McGruff the Crime Dog couldn't
yes.
practice what he preached and went to prison for drugs. So don't
That's
be
what
a
I'm talking about.
Don't be a talking dog that wears a trench coat. I lost the PSA. I don't know what we were going to teach him.
On today's episode of The Morning Invasion, we learn if you do drugs, you'll die and go straight into the ground. I didn't want to say the other thing. Probably should
That's
have scripted this out.
That's a terrible PSA. Yeah. Try again.
On today's episode of The Morning Invasion, we learned if you do drugs, your brain will fry like a fried egg in a hot pan. Steve-O?
I learned on today's episode that if you're sleep stealing and you get caught, you just gotta blame it on your best friend because they'll go to jail and take the rap for you.
What?
Fraggle Rock.
Okay.
Huh?
I think we need to work on the script.
Yeah, we'll write these out.
Okay.
They'll get better as they go. It's like any TV show, you know? Season one, a little rough. You just got to stick with it.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
through it. Talking about you, Breaking Bad. and then it becomes your favorite show of all time.
Yeah, I get it.
And you never do drugs.
On today's episode of The Morning Invasion, we learned if you steal, well, they'll chop your hands off.
Okay.
Guarantee you, every kid listening right now will never steal.
Okay.
Who wants their hands cut off?
Not me.
Nobody.
Yeah, no one. That was a good one. It was a little hard.
Well,
that was definitely like a PG PSA.
I remember too, I don't know if it was my parents, my grandparents, they told me if I did drugs, I'd die of a heart attack. That stopped me from doing drugs.
That wrecked it for me in a good way. Chris Farley. I've talked about that before in the past. I sadly did touch drugs. I was not a solid, upstanding citizen.
So the PSA didn't work for you?
I was a lame teenager.
The PSA didn't
dude,
work?
Dude, I won in I think it was fifth grade, the Dare Bear essay contest.
What?
Like, I won that contest.
So what
contest.
Changed it? What changed it for you? Is it just the curiosity wanting to try it?
Maybe curiosity, peer pressure, wanting to be accepted, self-esteem issues, stuff like that. Honestly, you know, I grew up without a dad, and I had wicked self-esteem and just wanted to...
I can understand if you tried a drug and you thought, oh man, I just tried it and look at how it made me feel.
Yeah.
Why? And especially if you have an addictive personality, a lot of people, especially when they're burying, they want to bury those feelings.
Yeah.
That's why they turn to drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. So sadly I did. I mean, but thank God, like I was able to, like, I was lame. I smoked. I don't have that addictive personality where it's like all of a sudden I'm just like stuck on it. Like, I never became addicted to anything.
Yeah.
Like I just didn't, if I didn't want to do it, I'd be like, yeah, I'm good.
Really? And but you probably didn't do enough to where it made your body didn't really.
Yeah. Because
body didn't go through withdrawals?
Horrible withdrawals. There was a horrible season in my life where I did actually. And I was involved in like chemical drugs that you snort. I'm trying not to. Yeah. I don't want to glorify it in any way, shape, or form. And what happened was Chris Farley died. And as stupid as this sounds, back then you didn't have like Google or anything, right? So I'm like watching the news and learning about Chris Farley's death. And I remember being
devastated.
Out of my mind at the time, right? It wasn't in my right mind. And I started like hearing about it, like what happened, because he heavily used cocaine. Oh,
anything and everything under the sun.
Yeah. Meth, coke, you know,
alcoholic,
whatever he could put in his nose. And I was in that period of my life and learning what it did to your body, because essentially his body, his heart started beating so fast that it started to get confused, basically. And it almost like within your body almost like turns itself around to where like what's supposed to be pumping blood in is not, and what's supposed to be like rolling the blood through and pulling is not doing its job, and then they all start freaking out, and then they speed up, and then boom, your heart stops. And I had no idea. Well, honestly, somehow, even though there's the PSA that said, this is your brain on drugs, it was like, cool, that's a fried egg. But when someone I quote knew, Chris Farley, died, and you find out, no, this is exactly what happened, and his heart stopped.
Right.
That was literally the last time I ever touched any drug. That was the last day.
Wow.
That was it. And it had nothing to do with like, but I need it to cope. Like nothing like that or whatever. Yeah. It was just like, nah, I kind of like breathing.
That was your rock bottom.
I just enjoy oxygen.
Yeah.
So there was nothing like, quote, deep for me. It was just essentially like, practically and scientifically, I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to be dead.
It's crazy to think if you would have never have seen that, or you weren't even a fan of Chris Farley, you know, what road would you continue down? I mean,
right.
What would it?
Well, and here's the thing, guys, because I know maybe you're a parent or a sibling out there and it's like, man, somehow my brother, my sister, my child, a parent even, somehow got hooked on a drug or somehow got, there's always hope.
Yeah.
Like you're never too far gone, you know? And I think that should be, if we're, you know, we keep joking about the PSAs or whatever, but honestly, you know, cause somebody chimed in a line and said, no, Steve-O, you did drugs. I'm so sad now. And it's like, well, yeah, no, in reality, there's actually a lot of drug issues here in New Mexico. Part of the reason why our crime rate is so high is that very reason. We're like the highway for for drugs when it comes to like getting it through Mexico or getting it to California, wherever it is that they're trying to, like, drugs are a major problem in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And it's something as simple as somebody at school just happened to have it and you want to try this?
Yeah.
Eh. Well, I mean, oh, you've tried it and you didn't die? Sure.
And what's sad is it's in high school. It's in junior high.
Oh, yeah.
It's in middle school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, elementary school.
I was in high school.
Unbelievable when you think our kids that are 10, 11 years old have the pressures of smoking marijuana, cocaine, meth, heroin. Yeah. We have high school kids dying every year from overdoses. It is so sad. And but your story is amazing. And that's the thing. If anybody's listening right now that maybe is stuck in that addiction, man, there can be.
But you can't do it alone.
You can't do it alone.
No, you got it. You got to reach out somewhere.
But that doesn't, just because you feel like there's no hope for you doesn't mean that there's not.
Right.
You know, we've met so many people that have that comeback story.
Yeah.
They made a choice to stop like you did. They made a choice to reach out for help.
Yeah. And I think we're becoming a little less shockable society. Do you know what I mean? Like back then it was like, oh, you what?
Hmm.
Taboo. And unfortunately now it's like, oh man, I'm so sorry. All right, let's get you help.
Yeah.
You know? It's a little sad, and it's sad, but it's the truth, man.
Yeah.
Which we should be unshockable as Christians. None of us are beyond sin. None of us. We're all fallen. So stop being uppity. Stop being like, I could never. Reach out and help that person.
Yeah.
Because you could. We're all fallen.
Well, you know, talking about crime and, you know, McGruff the crime dog and all these PSAs. Coming up, APD data shows increase in crime as officer shortage worsened. That's the headline from KOB. We're always wondering, well, why is crime so bad in our city? Why is it getting worse?
Yeah.
Well, they pulled up some data and found out why. We'll talk about that next. One Republic. Oh, my, my. It's Star 88, Dex and Steve-O. Good morning.
Oh, hey.
8:03.
The high today is 60 degrees. Traffic! Insanity on Paseo del Norte. Seriously, guys. If you are traveling eastbound on Paseo, give up. Just get out of your car and walk. It's going to be faster. Accident reported. There's congestion. It's stop and go. You can expect some serious delays on Paseo del Norte. It is red, red, red. We have people chiming in saying that they have been trying to get in to different places, but two of the through lanes on Coors are backed up, trying to go to the left, like to get, it's insanity. So,
insane.
That's the biggest problem right now. Other accidents, I-40 east at Wyoming, exit 164. It's causing some slowdown, but I think it's not as bad as the Paseo accident. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
You wanna deck my road on the ceiling.
Whew. Well, we were talking about PSAs, some old school ones. McGruff, the crime dog, he stopped a lot of us from turning into that criminal. See, I don't even watch a lot of cartoons, and my kids don't even watch cartoons anymore. They're
my
out
kids
of that phase.
Do.
And now it's
Brody's
like,
four.
But think about it too. It's like a lot of kids now, they binge on Netflix or So do they have PSAs like this anymore?
I will say I can tell when they're leaning towards like a PSA type moment. Brody, his favorite show on the planet, because it's the best, is Teen Titans Go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He loves Paw Patrol as well, but Teen Titans Go is like his jam. And they do have, like, for the most part, it's comical. It's kind of like our show.
Yeah.
It's mostly just comedy, but then within it, there are some pretty great elements of friendship, of teamwork, So they still have them. It's just very different than back in the day. It was like you'd watch an episode and then the last 30 seconds was like, today, kids, we're going to blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So, But that's hard. If you're rocking a show of any kind or watching life, and a majority of it is just kind of being funny and not really living it, and then at the last 30 seconds, you're like, don't steal! You know, it's like, rather than showing them practically what that looks like in real life. I think that does more. So I think that's, I don't know. I enjoy our show.
Yeah.
I like that we're able to, like, dive in. We had a few people chiming in, actually, because of, I was talking about, you know, drug usage earlier. Somebody said, thanks for sharing your story, Steve. A major problem in judgment only makes it worse. Sharing your life experience could encourage someone that may be struggling in this moment. Talking about Albuquerque, man, huge heroin issue in Albuquerque. They say the dealers get these kids so young hooked on painkillers. When they can no longer afford it, they offer them the cheaper version, heroin.
Buck and I used to have a dad that would come in on our show that had lost their child.
Yeah.
And they were in high school. And they lost him to an overdose.
Yep.
To heroin. And that was the first time that I realized... I didn't, at that time, this was probably 6, 7, 8 years ago. I didn't realize that high schoolers were using heroin.
Yeah, that was,
eye
opening to me. I had no idea because I remember that. I remember we had them in studio here and they opened a clinic right here in Albuquerque and lost their son.
It was so sad.
To heroin.
Couldn't believe
it. In high school. And I was like, whoa, because, you know, back when we were in high school, the only, even reference to heroin was like train spotting. You know what I mean? And I just couldn't believe it. So, somebody said, my husband is 11 months clean today after more than 20 years of being an addict. There is hope. All honor and glory to the Lord for that. They said,
heck yeah.
Somebody's writing us PSAs and I believe it's Thebes because the first PSA is just say no to skinny jeans. Friends don't let friends sport man buns. These are good PSAs.
Well, one of the things we talk about on our show is, you know, how can we affect this city? How can we make a difference in Albuquerque or anywhere we live? Because we have listeners all over the country, all over the world. So wherever you're at, you know, especially as Christians, we're supposed to be the salt. We're supposed to go out and we're supposed to be the light. We're supposed to be... we're supposed to love our neighbor. We're supposed to treat people as we would like to be treated. We want to share who Christ is and what he did for us. How can we change this city? Because our city is getting so bad and everybody's wondering, well, what is it? Is it our justice system? Is it, cause I've been hearing all these reports that, you know, they're backed up at the courts. They're letting people out when they shouldn't let people out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, KOB did a story. The headline is APD data shows increase in crime as officer shortage worsened. So in a series series of recent reports, KOB has asked the Albuquerque Police Department to explain an increase in violent crime over the years. Did I just do something? What did I do?
I don't know. Everything's fine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just knocked something off.
What?
I can't hear myself.
What?
Hello? What did I do?
I mean...
Well, if you can hear me, that's fine. I can't hear myself. I'll play the clip and I'll see if I can find it. But here is a little bit from KOB. And if... You know, what is happening? Is it the court systems or is it... we don't have enough police.
If you want an unbiased snap of crime versus Albuquerque police staffing, just follow the numbers. According to their own annual reports available to anyone online, in 2015, the department had only 832 officers. Now, APD was understaffed, but still holding steady back in 2010 with a much healthier 1,065 officers on patrol. The department's chief, Gordon Eden, has insisted to KOB that there is no correlation between staffing and crime.
It's a disaster what's happened from 2010 to 2015.
But Officers Union President Sean Willoughby says the department's own numbers in these reports fly in the face of that position. Take robbery, 940 cases in 2010. Compare that to 1,686 cases in 2015. Auto theft has skyrocketed, 2,773 cases in 2010, 5,179 in 2015. Total violent crime has spiked across the board, too. 4,491 cases in 2010's annual report and 5,409 in 2015.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big difference.
Yeah. And it's having a terrible effect on our city. I was reading this other article this morning about the fact that we were on the national list ranking of the best places to live in the country, according to U.S. News and World Report. The 2017 study, man, rocked us. We fell hard. Last year, we were in the top 50. We sat number 41 on the list. And it was like, yeah! This year, we dropped to 74th. And Mayor Barry is saying that he thinks crime is the reason.
Yeah.
Said if we don't get a handle on what's happening out there with this jail, putting people back on the streets over and over and over again, working with our judicial system to make sure our judges have the tools they need to keep repeat offenders in jail, we're going to have the same conversation over and over and over again, end quote. So we had somebody on the live line chime in and saying, man, my husband's been an officer for almost 12 years, started fresh out of high school. They think a big part of the officer shortage is because they're not getting enough applicants since they imposed a college degree requirement in Albuquerque.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it used to be out of high school. Now you have to have a college degree.
Wow. I was wondering about that. I was wondering why aren't there people signing up to become police officers?
Yeah.
And I bet you that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that could be why.
Yeah, officers are arresting far fewer people to begin with, nearly 10,000 fewer people than 5 years ago. That's insane. According to the reports, officers arrested 31,176 people in 2010. In 2015, just 22,820 people. That's like 10,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Dude. Yeah. Live line's blowing up, man. Somebody said anyone in the Justice Department not getting paid really well. Officers used to join the force because it was a heroic thing to do, but we've now criminalized that. What did people think was going to happen when nobody wanted to be police officers anymore? That's quite true. It's quite true. When you look around, it's unreal to me how people can look at an officer with disdain.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these officers chose this role, this life, to help others, to protect others, to serve others. And unfortunately, because of the bad batch, if you will, like the criminal officers who do things outside of the law, who take matters into their own hands, if you will, those are the ones that get in the spotlight with media coverage, with everything. And unfortunately, in turn, it tarnishes the entire force. And then people say, oh, well, all police officers, blah, blah, blah.
And you'd think that that would have the opposite effect. You would think from people, from kids watching a Facebook Live video of a dirty police officer doing something that isn't right. You would think that would inspire some people to want to join, and it does.
Right, to join the force.
To join the force,
because
they
want to make a difference.
Yeah, they want to make a difference. I have friends that did that, and they're trying to make a difference. And I don't know.
Somebody just chimed in and said, I was actually in the process of becoming a police officer, but after all the hate of police, I changed my mind.
Wow.
I didn't want to go through all of that work to be in such a dangerous profession just to be hated for doing my job.
Wow.
It makes sense, man.
Yeah.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. In this report, they said there are 700 less arrests a month. That's 700 criminals, 700 DWIs, 700 disturbances, 700 of every type of crime category you can imagine. They're not even going to jail. These are the reasons why.
Yeah.
There's not enough.
Somebody said it's not the number of officers, it's the people actually committing the crimes. Yeah.
What do you mean?
So maybe it's not that there's a lack of officers, it's just the number of people committing the crime. Like, crime has skyrocketed.
Well, here it's talking about they're not making the arrests.
Yeah.
They're not finding the criminals. They're not arresting. They're 10,000 less than 2010.
Yeah. How many, I wonder what the police force looks like now as opposed to 2010. How many officers are there now as opposed, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question.
How many officers are employed by the Albuquerque Police Department now as opposed to 2010? Is it that much of a decrease in the number of officers on the streets? Is that why there are less arrests?
Right. I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe somebody on the live line can help us. 585 Live if you want to text in.
Dude, check this out. My best friend spent 6 years getting his master's degree in criminal justice. But with the problems that police officers are facing now, he sells mortgages.
Wow. See, people just don't want to deal with it.
With all the random acts of violence against police officers, I now will not encourage my children to have a career as a police officer. And that's unfortunate because it's such an honorable career.
Yeah.
They said he's wrong. We have 900 short officers.
So 900?
900.
We're 900 short? So we need 900 officers. That's a lot.
Yeah, dude. That could probably have something to do with the number of arrests being lower. 900 officers in the last, you know, if we're saying, well, according to these numbers in 2010 and now in 2017, seven years and 900 officers short, I can understand why arrests would be less.
Right.
I don't necessarily think it's like, well, they're just not catching the criminals.
Well, let's go back to the PSA we were talking about in the last break. We were talking about McGruff, the crime dog, and we were talking about Smokey the Bear and all these different PSAs that we grew up with. What if there were PSAs? What if there were commercials, local PSAs that inspired kids to want to be a police officer? We need more positive things, right?
Yeah.
Because everything's negative. That's what we're hearing from the live line. It's so negative right now. Nobody wants to go into that field.
Yeah. Dude, blink, 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 blink. Live line's just going crazy. I'm like trying to catch up to read, but every time I try and read one, three more come in. Thank you, Starmie, for chiming in on this. It's obviously important. Somebody said this is due to the lack of officers, obviously. Who wants to work in a job risking your life for a community that does not back you? Somebody said, I grew up in a big city and raised to look out for the police like slug bug. We were taught to hate the cops.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I know, because when you really think about why we do the things we do, I mean, when you join the military, you join because you want to make a difference. You want to fight for your country. You want to keep our country safe.
Now, not everybody joined for that reason. There were some that were like out of high school, and it was like, I don't want to go to college. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
This will help me
like
get through college.
Right. I get that.
There are different reasons.
I would think that if you wanted to sign up to be a police officer, it wouldn't matter what other people think of you. You know, that's what's kind of rubbing me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Who cares if there's this, you know, there's when you hear of whether it's Albuquerque or any police force, we see a lot of dirty cops, especially from the technology.
Can't
that's
say
out
a
there.
Lot.
Well, I mean, just from Facebook and, you know,
that's subjective.
The viral video.
Yeah, I know.
That's why they have.
Right.
I mean, there's always been dirty cops.
Right.
There always has been. But now we see it more because of technology.
I watched Lethal Weapon. I know, man.
Exactly. So if you're joining the police force, I would think you're doing it because you want to make a difference.
Right.
You want to help people.
You want to make a change for
who cares what other people think, whether you, you know. That's what I'm not getting. I'm not understanding.
You still care. I know they're, I know it's like, well, who cares if everybody hates you and is throwing things at you and trying to kill you?
Well,
how much is the pay? Do you have a family to provide for? What do you, you know, I think there's a lot that goes into that being a police officer or not.
I'm thinking of a teacher. Think of a teacher. You know, they don't sign up to be a teacher. They don't do it because of the money. They do it because they love kids. They do it because that's what they love to do. And I feel as a police officer, if you're going to be a police officer, you want to help people. You want to protect and serve.
Now imagine being in a job where you're trying to make a difference, but the authority above you within your system is shutting you down at different turns in different directions.
I'm not necessarily talking about like, ooh, or the sheriffs or the whatever, you know, yeah. I'm not talking about that. But we do know that, like, whether it's the judicial system not doing their job and just releasing and releasing and releasing, we see so many violent offenders back on the streets within 24 hours. Back on. So you're doing this job to try and catch the guy, and the next thing you know, it's like, and they're out because the justice system failed again. That would be – that. I think it'd be demoralizing. I think it would take a toll on you, and yeah. Would you want to keep doing that?
I don't know.
It's hard, man.
I don't know.
According to APD's annual reports, which – shout out to the Star Me member who cares about actual facts. I love you. This is available to anyone online. The department had 832 officers in 2015. In 2010, APD was already understaffed but were holding steady with a much healthier 1,065 officers on patrol. So we're a couple hundred below. It's about 20% less officers on the streets than we had just five short years ago. But those are the actual numbers according to APD's annual report. So no more like, well, I think it might be 100 or 10 billion less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey,
what?
Never mind.
Hi, Hans.
Hey, so this thing has been really impacting me recently because just before Christmas, my apartment got broken into, and they took about $1,500 worth of equipment, you know, two amps, an acoustic guitar and everything. And me knowing, like, a lot of people from different realms of lifestyles, like, I kind of did my own homework and, like, investigated, and I found out who it is.
Batman.
Musical Round also called me and let me know the guy tried to sell my stuff to them. And they wouldn't give me any information, of course. Like, no, sorry, brother, you know, your liability, blah, blah, blah. And then had the cop come over, and he got all the report. And I'm like, I really think it's a neighbor. Like, can you at least tell me what he looks like? And like, well, I'll tell you this is his name and all this stuff. And so anyways, from that, and then, like, there's this Facebook page where you can post, like, hey, watch out, from this car got stolen. And there's like two or three a day that like are stolen. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And like hearing from friends like, oh yeah, my dad's car got stolen and stuff like that. It's ridiculous. And right now you guys are talking about the perspective of like the money, the issue, the lack of law or whatever. But there's also the other perspective of criminals to where their mentality is like, well, I already have a record, so it's really hard for me to get a job. So I'm going to keep doing this. You know, like this is just the easiest thing. Jail, it's not even a punishment anymore.
Right.
It's just like a free hotel, free food, room and board.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And so there's that mentality that you can't really fight against anymore. And it's like, and I don't know, it came to mind that, like, I don't know, some may agree, some may not, which I really wish we could adopt some things from other countries like Singapore. I don't know if you guys remember back in the 90s when this teenager was spray painting cars. And he got caned. And
I don't know, like, if we should go down that road.
Make people think twice before they do something criminal. And this is what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Thanks for the call, Hans.
Thanks, Hans.
I think my favorite part of the call was when he was like, after doing a lot of investigative research myself and having merry-go-round call me when they came in too, I had a pretty good idea of who it was. I did a lot of research.
Oh, that's good, Hans.
And then they called me and told me who it was. And after that, I knew. Man, the live line is going crazy.
It's important.
Big problem, according to a Star Me member, is because of the officer understaffing. They're pulling officers from specialized units, which are the units that get ahead of the crime, to keep the street patrol numbers up. Therefore, we're not staying ahead of the crime with the specialized units, only keeping up with real-time crime on the streets. Also, criminals are aware that officer response times are down due to the shortage, so they know they can get away with the crime and be gone before officers arrive. Also, the 1,000 officer versus 800 officers, bad statistic. Here's why. We were understaffed at 1,000 to begin with in 2010. A city of our size and crime rate should stay at a steady 1,500 officers to function at top notch. Yeah. So,
it makes sense. It makes sense because KOB did a story about what we're talking about. You know, why is there so much crime?
Yeah.
We see such an increase in crime. And they looked into some of these reports from back in 2010 compared to 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And the data they found was shocking. There were And just for robbery, there were 940 cases in 2010 compared to 1,686 in 2015. Auto theft skyrocketed, 2,700 cases in 2010 to 5,100 reported in 2015. And they went down the line with the violent crimes and everything else. And it's crazy.
Well, you mentioned, you know, how difficult a job it is and how teachers, you mentioned teachers and how you don't become a teacher for the pay. You don't become a police officer for the pay. It's because you want to make a difference. A teacher actually chimed in and said, as a teacher, it's just as bad because no one can discipline the children anymore. Yeah. And, you know, we don't get paid enough either. So you can't, there's no real discipline. You're not getting paid. Right. You're trying to make a difference. And it's similar with police officers. Mm. You're wanting to make a difference. The judicial system is failing you. Yeah. Gosh, some of the Starmie is like in it, and some of the Starmie is just.
We had somebody who said
hilarious things.
I always wanted to be a cop, and in fact, I want to be a cop. I just need to lose some weight.
Yeah, I told him they got to get to the gym with us. Do it. Hang out with us.
I'm serious.
Somebody did remind us, and I agree with this. I think the percentage of quote dirty cops is extremely low. And for whatever reason, the media wants to vilify law enforcement, make the problem seem bigger than they are, especially when it comes to race relations and such. Makes the police force look much worse than it actually is. There are a ton of good cops out there. But unfortunately, their hands are becoming more and more tied because of all the negative press and such going on in society today. I agree with that. We have interacted with so many officers in Albuquerque, and I've never met one that I'm like, well, that guy's scummy.
Yeah.
Like, every single one of them's like, I love the Lord, and I want to make a difference, and man.
Even the guys that have pulled me over, because I've gotten a lot of tickets in my life.
You're a scumbag.
They were all great.
Yeah.
They really were. I don't know. I mean, you could talk to somebody else and say they would say the complete opposite.
Because of
your skin color.
It's perception, too. I'm not
saying that, but I've heard from other people. Because I can't, they say you can't say that because of your skin color.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna bump my tongue on that one.
When I talk to friends of mine that will get pulled over they'll say, I don't even know why I got pulled over.
Right.
I've never had that happen to me. I've never gotten pulled over for doing nothing.
For looking shady?
Yeah.
I have once.
Really?
Yeah. And it was totally cool. And I was like, yeah, right on, man. And I had my license and my registration and everything was taken care of. And then it was like, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It had everything to do with the tint on my windows. It had nothing to do with me as an individual, but my like really dark tint on the windows. Yeah,
that makes sense. It's against the law to have.
Right. And so I was pulled over and they like, you can actually test it. Like there's a certain. Yeah.
Really?
No, I'm not even joking. And it was like, right on. I'm not going to like, I can't believe it. You're profiling me for my dark window tint.
Right.
You know, like, cool, man. You did your job. Turns out it was on the level. Here's everything that I had, my license and register. Cool, man. All right. Have a great day. I wasn't like, I'm just going to sue for.
Yeah. Well, my whole point is that's what we see a lot in the news. We see it on Facebook. We see those are the issues that people are having, you know? It has to do with color. It has to do with the color of your skin a lot of times. According to these people, I'm not saying that that's the truth.
Does it though?
Yeah,
or is it?
I'm not saying that they're right. Yeah. I'm just saying that that's what we see a lot in the news. Yeah. We see that a lot on Facebook and wherever, all the viral videos. Here's another question. I had mentioned this before, you know, I'm okay as a taxpayer. If you want to tax me more, if it meant we could pay police officers more, because if you, let's say you raised the price of becoming a cop, the salary of a cop, and that would hopefully get more people in.
But I don't think pay is the answer. I mean, that'd be beneficial. That would help, obviously. But we've had so many people chiming in. Somebody chimed in talking about owning a business in a rough area of Albuquerque, saying that unfortunately how the police are viewed in their area of town makes it nearly impossible for them to do their job. I own a business in a very rough area here. and having to call them regularly, I see how discouraged so many of them are. The young ones are hungry, but the ones that have been here a while are very cynical and discouraged.
That makes sense.
So I don't think like, hey man, we're going to bump your pay $5,000. Most people in this area of town are still going to hate you. You're going to have negative press and everybody's going to think you're dirty. Have a good day.
All I'm saying,
go buy yourself some extra workout shoes.
All I'm saying is, and maybe it's not just $5,000 extra. What I'm saying is that when you look at it, and even the text that we've read this morning, you know, people, why would you join the police force when pay's not good and you have to deal with what you have to deal with?
Yeah. Well, that's why we're talking about this. So
at least if you had a good paycheck, that could be an incentive for people to join. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because right now, nobody's joining the police force. Nobody's signing up.
Yeah.
You know what? We're done with radio. We're going.
You know what the funny thing is?
We're doing it.
Man, if I could, when we did the SWAT challenge, we had a chance to hang out with the APD SWAT team. And we did the SWAT challenge. We ran the obstacle course. And I just want to say I crushed it.
I didn't make it over the
wall. It was 4.5 minutes to get in, you know, under time. And I, what was mine? 3:45?
Yeah, you crushed the course.
So I was excited. And honestly, that was something that I was always very interested in. I don't have a college degree. Yeah, at all.
I don't either.
So it's not something I could do. And of course, I'm my 30s, but.
No, you're 40s.
No, I am not 40s.
Close, man.
I will fight you.
You're so close. We're both so close.
As somebody who wants to go into law enforcement, I'm gonna tackle you to the ground and tase you.
Don't tase me, bro. It's a hot topic. 585 Live. You can chime in on the conversation. Or call us, 338-3700. It is fascinating to hear why a lot of people aren't joining the police department, you know?
Here's a story I'm going to highlight before we take a break. Me and my friends go airsofting at the Rio all the time. There were cops who came to talk to us because they looked at our guns. I mean, you're rocking airsoft. You've got weapons in your hand, right?
Like real weapons.
And they actually just warned us to watch out for other people and even wanted to play with us. And the moral of the story is cooperate and everything will be fine.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What's going on in the news today?
President Trump's pick for Labor Secretary Andy Puzder has withdrawn his nomination.
The president held a joint news conference at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I look forward to working with you.
Mr. Trump broke with decades of U.S. tradition by not committing to a two-state solution with Palestinians as a goal for the peace process.
Ashton Kutcher visiting Capitol Hill as co-founder of the anti-trafficking foundation Thorn, which uses technology to fight child sexual exploitation.
Maybe one of the greatest honors of my life today is to be here.
Yahoo users are being warned again that accounts may have been compromised.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says it has found a dramatic rise in the number of anti-Muslim groups in its annual hate group survey.
Former Vice President Joe Biden taking over for a Republican as chair of the Board of Trustees at Philadelphia's National Constitution Center, succeeding former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. The nonpartisan museum's mission, educating and informing Americans about the Constitution.
Stocks gained ground to Dow up 107 points to close at a new record high.
The Grocery Manufacturers Association and the Food Marketing Institute want to abolish labels like expires on or sell by. Instead, they want companies to use one of two labels, best if used by a particular date. Companies could still put a use by date on products that they thought might become less safe with time.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Dex and Steve-O. Phone lines open, 338-3700, or you can text in 585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Live line blowing up. We're talking about the story KOB ran, and they pulled up a lot of data. They asked the Albuquerque Police Department to explain the increase in violent crime over the years. This is what they found through the data. They found that officers are arresting far fewer people to begin with, nearly 10,000
fewer people than 5 years ago. According to the reports, officers arrested 31,176 people in 2010. In 2015, just 22,820 total arrests were made. They're saying, break that down, that's 700 less arrests a month, which is a lot. And live line blowing up. This is crazy. The problem here is that there's no police presence. I work at T-Mobile on San Mateo and Manal. There's no police in the area. The Verizon down the street was robbed at gunpoint. It took officers 30 minutes. The Papa Murphy's was also held at gunpoint at 12 noon.
Whoa.
We had a drug addict in front of our store driving. The officers took 45 minutes to come. We now have armed security that we have the company. The company pays for because it takes too long for the cops to get there. My friend is on the force. He says that the pay isn't an issue. It's because they have to be more lenient with criminals as to not have the fear of someone suing the precinct and losing their job.
Man.
Look at the show that just came out, APB. You know, the new show on Fox, which is a show based off of what is going on in New Orleans.
In New Orleans, yeah.
And
dude was tired of the area of his town being crime ridden and shortage of officers. So he's like, I'm going to start a private security company.
Right.
That it roams this sector. And here's the app that you download and call us and we'll be there within 2 minutes.
Right. It's amazing. It really is to see.
It's like a tiny little sector of one town. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, yeah.
It's working.
It might not be practical for everyone everywhere.
Well, just reading
that
text message.
We're so spread out in Albuquerque. Yeah.
Reading that text message now, if it takes 30 to 40 minutes for a police officer to get there after somebody is robbed or shot somebody, because that's what happens in the TV show, this billionaire's bodyguard, best friend, gets shot and killed.
Spoiler alert, I didn't see it yet.
Oh, sorry, man.
That's cool.
And it takes 30, 40 minutes for a police to show up. So yeah. He has the idea, well, I'm going to make this app. I'm going to arm the police force with better gear so they're protected. And it's really a great show.
Back in my day, man, you used to have to wear a stopwatch around your neck if you were going to do a bank job because, okay, you know, you only had 5 minutes. And if it got past the 5 minutes, you knew if you weren't in the car, man, the heist was over.
5 minutes, man.
We also wore these crazy, like, dead president masks like Ronald Reagan and all these things. And we surfed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They made a documentary about my life. It's called Point Break.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's Vince. How are you?
Yes!
Hey, Vince.
Knowledge from somebody who really knows. I love this.
I just turned on the radio a little bit ago, and I was hearing some of your conversation, and you guys are absolutely right. I think the what's happened in this city is you have the, around the nation, you have the anti-police rhetoric that's going on, and so you kick the cops enough when they're down, and guess what? Now there's not going to be no proactive policing. They're sitting in parking lots and responding like firefighters, you know, just responding to calls, not being proactive, if that makes sense.
Right, right. I hear what you're
not
saying.
Patrolling the streets.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that, you know, and they are shorthanded. They're a couple of hundred officers short right now and has nothing to do with pay. I took the job back in the day. I don't want to tell you how much I was making, but it wasn't very much.
Right.
Because it's a calling. It really is a calling. And it's, and just like if you go into the military and you want to go in the special forces, you're not going to be making a lot of money, but it's a calling because you either have it in your heart to serve or you don't. You know, you can't create that.
Yeah.
But, and you got to be an adrenaline junkie. You know how that is.
Oh, I'm sure.
I do. Point break.
Great topic, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Vince.
Awesome, man. I feel better about my life now because, Vince, for those who don't know, he is a phenomenal dude. He's like basically the guy that runs the show around these parts when it comes to security. Anything.
Right.
He's a bad dude.
Yeah.
And so when he said, hey, you guys are right, I was like, cool, man.
Yeah.
I wasn't just making stuff up.
Yeah. Cause we were talking about it earlier. You know, we had so many text messages come in from Starmie members saying, I was going to be a police officer.
Yeah, quite a few,
but
actually.
But now I'm not going into that profession. If why would I go into a field where everybody hates me?
If you're a husband or a wife and you have a family and you're like, I want to be an officer, you have to take a look at your spouse, you have to take a look at your kids, you have to take a look at like what's within you and go, okay, is this truly the calling?
Yeah.
Because as Vince said, man, it's true. Unfortunately, in the news everywhere, it's like downing police officers, the people who are serving and protecting our city. So somebody said same thing with us teachers. Can't discipline kids. Even if they say something to them, they could potentially be sued. So stuck. It's really sad.
My whole thing is, okay, what are some ideas? What are some things that we can do to inspire people to become police officers? Because, again, we go back to...
respect them?
The PSAs. We go back to, whether it's an ad, you know, our city takes some money out to put ads on YouTube that put the police department in a better light and to... I mean, look at how great they make the military look.
Does that mean that we did our part because we did that SWAT thing?
Absolutely.
And we totally did the SWAT challenge with the SWAT guys, and they're really, really, really cool?
Yeah.
Yes!
Think about when you're a kid and you watch those military...
Go to YouTube, guys. You can see us.
The Army videos you see.
Yeah.
They make it... You get to travel the world, you know, the Navy. You'll join the Navy. You get to see the world. And it's like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, they don't show people getting blown up and, you know, what war's like. Right. They show the good parts about it. Okay, what if that is what we need to do?
Let's get Maryberry on the phone. Let's be in charge of the next campaign, man.
For real.
We
have to do something else, right?
It started off as a joke, but now I'm like, I'm really calling RJ. We're boys.
Yeah.
Be like, listen, Maryberry, we're going to make a change.
Mm.
Let's do this. Think we can do it?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, Tebow.
I mean,
I don't know what the change is.
I think
throwing out ideas.
I do think our perception needs to shift, especially if we're in the place. Like, we had people chiming in saying, oh, man, you know, growing up for us, the police were like slug bugs. We learned to look out for them and hate them, you know? And it's like, whoa. So, somebody just chimed in. It's Dougie Doug. I used to drive a truck. I got pulled over about once a week, and I'm super white. But it didn't bother me because I knew driving that type of vehicle would raise questions. Dark tint, lowered ride, graphics, illegal blue lights, etc. I actually got to know a lot of the officers because of this and have a great respect for all of them. After a couple of months, I would roll right by some and they would just wave at me. Point being, if you're not doing anything illegal and show them respect and cooperate, there's nothing to sweat about. Thanks, Dougie Doug.
That actually brings up... something that happened to me probably 4 or 5 years ago. I moved into a new neighborhood and I must have been there maybe a week or two. And I get up early, you know, I get to work around 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, I was driving to work and I got pulled over and I was thinking, is my brake light out? What's going on?
Yeah.
The cop, you know, starts asking me questions. Why were you parked over at that house? Cause he had saw me pull out of where I was at. He was patrolling. That's what he does. He patrols that neighborhood and he never had seen my car parked at that house and thought, this doesn't look right. I'm going to check on this guy. There's something suspicious going on. I've never seen this vehicle before.
Yeah.
Pulled me over because he wanted to see, you know, who I was. And I told him, oh, I just moved into that house. We're new to the neighborhood. Oh, and then of course he recognized me and
of course he recognized me. I mean, and then of course he was like, "Wait, I recognize your voice. Are you Buck?"
He did actually. you're right. You have to respect. And I was so respectful. I could have flipped out and been like, "What'd you pull me over for? You didn't have a reason to pull me over." I could have flipped out, but it made me think. I remember going home and telling Leslie, "I feel safe."
Yeah.
I'm glad that there was a police officer in my neighborhood who saw like a car that he normally doesn't see at that time leaving a house.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm glad he was checking. That makes me feel safe.
Right.
He was doing his job.
But that's your perspective on it. That's a good perspective to have. You know, we a star member just chimed in saying instead of catching the bad guys, the police department makes money by ticketing innocent people who can't afford insurance. I have a problem with that statement in that you wouldn't be ticketed if you had insurance. Therefore, you can't say by ticketing innocent people who can't afford insurance. Right. Because if you're driving without insurance, yep, as much as you have the sob story or whatever it is that you can't afford it, you're still breaking the law. That's still breaking the law, driving without insurance. Right. Because I remember at one point I was in this situation, in this boat, where I was driving Mitsubi and fully aware back then that I hadn't registered it yet, but it was because my car crapped out on me, and then, it didn't pass its emissions test. Right. And you have to have the emissions test. And so I couldn't re-register my car. But when I got pulled over and an officer was like, "Hey, bro, your registration is not up to date, my friend." Mm. And I was honest and said, "Here's the deal, my bro. This car is a 1990 whatever Subaru and is terrible. And I went here and I did this, and here's my emissions test and it failed. And I'm so sorry. And I fully understand." I was still totally ticketed.
Yeah.
In fact, he had every right to be like, "Well, we got to tow your vehicle because you're driving without your," you know what I mean? But instead, yeah, I was like, "All right, man, we're going to give you 30 days. You're going to need to take care of this. You're going to need to do this." And, I was bummed because I had to pay a ticket that I definitely couldn't afford, because I couldn't even afford to register my own car.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like, "I can't believe you." Mm-hmm. I was breaking the law, right. You know? Yeah. And so I think when we have this, like, we're all victims. We have this, like, victim mentality. Right. Like, well, I mean, I'm not selling meth. I'm not blah, 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 blah. But isn't it the same with our heart condition and sin? It's like, well, I'm not a murderer.
So
but
easy to
I'm
justify.
Totally blah, 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 right, blah.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And we know that God judges the heart. Like, God, we're going to stand before God and he's going to judge the heart, right? Like, everybody else is looking at you and judging outward, whatever. God knows all the intimate details of your life. And I'm not saying he's just going to be like, "Nah, man, you're good." But when we are in Christ, that's grace. That is the purpose of grace. Like, yeah, he's our advocate. But I think perceptions like that are scary, because mm-hmm, we have this victim, woe is me mentality. And I was bummed, dude. I didn't want to have to pay that ticket.
Yeah.
That was awful. It was expensive. But it was also my fault, because I was driving my vehicle that wasn't currently registered. Mm-hmm. And I was honest with him, and he was like, "Dude, thanks for your honesty. Here's your ticket." You know?
Yeah. Like, I get it, man. Yeah, you broke the law.
Yeah. So
it's not his fault, it's your fault.
Yeah, see, look at this. Nobody wants to be a cop, because who wants to ruin people's day for living? Okay.
Oh.
For living.
338-3700, thanks for calling.
Good morning, guys.
Good boy.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but, you know, I think, too, that there's a lot of overcrowding in the prison system, like as far as, like, nonviolent offenders. And prisons are privately owned, most of them, and it's a business. It's an institution where they got to keep them full, and a lot of cops too. They don't want to do the paperwork, you know. No. I've had plenty of cops when I lived in San Diego. They're just like, "Man, get out of here, man. I don't want to do the paperwork, man." You know what I mean? And it's just, I don't know, laziness, and the prison system is a weird system, man. So they just got to keep them full, and we're letting the wrong people stay out.
Yeah, but I definitely don't think they're just like, "Hey, we're just going to arrest 73 people because we need to keep them full." Like,
are you kidding me?
I definitely think that there's quotas that police departments have to hit. I mean, that's true.
Yeah, and that's when
the system's full.
That's when you get the ticket for driving without insurance. And guess what? Yeah. You're still breaking the law. I'm saying innocent. Like, what the term innocent is? We could get into it.
I know, but there should be other things than just stuffing people in prison with these privately owned prisons.
Yeah,
and just trying to keep them full so they can keep the money coming in. And I mean, just look it up, man. I mean,
Pool Boy, you listen to too much Tupac, but I love you.
Listen, Pool Boy.
No, I listen to my sensei, JR.
Okay. Pool Boy, here's the great thing. As soon as Trump gets rid of all of those illegal immigrants out of our prisons, we're going to have a lot of room in our prisons.
Right now. Stop it. You guys are dumb.
Oh, my. How ever have room to dump me and not dump that?
What are you talking about?
Love you, Pool Boy.
Hey, you know they're doing big old protests over here in Los Angeles at the
Yeah, man, yeah. They're doing a big old thing. And you know, I'm not against it, and I'm not for it. It's just a real tricky, slippery slope. I mean, as far as the crime and all that, it's just the parenting, too. These knuckleheads that, you know, that are not teaching their kids values and morals, and these kids just run rampant in single homes, you know, in single-parent homes. That's a big issue as well.
Yeah.
You know, so as the more time goes on and the more... I don't believe it's going to get easier or safer, you know, to be honest with you. Yeah. We just got to be able to teach our kids, you know, as parents, you know, basically right from wrong. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, I think the prison system has a big thing to do with it. I really do, because mm-hmm. we do have to keep them full. Well, we don't, but they do. I mean, look them up. I guarantee 90% of the prison, 95% of the prisons are privately owned.
Yeah. Thank you, Pool Boy. Thanks, Pool Boy. Love you, man.
Yeah. All right, love you.
All right, love you too. Live line blowing up, man. People are chiming in. One Star Army member said, as a female who pursued the police department and ultimately walked away because the risk on my life became too great, I cannot understand, or I cannot stand, citizens who think they can be the exception because of their skin color, social status, or situation. You are not the exception.
Mm.
Man.
585 Live, if you'd like to text into the show. It's a pretty... serious topic. Why is our city getting so bad? Why is the crime out of control? Look into this story that KOB ran, and they really broke it down on why we see an increase in violent crimes. Especially, it's crazy to see how many violent crime cases were in 2010 compared to now. How many arrests were made? We're talking 10,000 less arrests made in 2015 compared to 2010. 10,000 less. It's unbelievable. All right, we got to take another quick break. 585 Live, if you want to text in, we'll be right back. Switchfoot, Let It Out.
Sometimes that's why we have to take breaks.
You just got you. Good morning.
I just have to let it out, man.
Just let it out, man.
Just let it out.
Oh, it's good to be with you this morning. Thank you so much for being a part of our little army we call the Starmy. Dex and Steve-O?
Yep.
904.
High today of 60 degrees.
Roads, they good?
Traffic! No bueno. I-40 West at Eubank, there is a rollover, and the two left lanes are completely blocked right now. That is right there at exit 165 if you're traveling I-40 westbound. It is a parking lot. Other than that, there's no other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com. Or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
A lot of people chiming in on the live line. Anything you want to read? I mean, it's a pretty big deal talking about this.
I mean, live lines are still going crazy. You know, we're asking the question of why there's such a negative... either... like when in your brain there's like this stigma with the police force, or why the police don't want to be, yeah. You know, why we're lacking officers. And somebody chimed in a live line and said, why? Because instead of supporting the police when they catch a bad guy, we shove a phone in their face. Because too many police officers take a bullet instead of a criminal. Because God forbid the media finds out you shot first. Because police are too busy making sure these protests don't turn into riots. Why? Because we as a society are too concerned about feelings and words and not concerned about backing up the ones who risk their lives for us.
Mm. Well said.
Mm-hmm.
I like what they said.
Yeah, man.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. Somebody else chimed in and said, number one reason, all the snowflakes that think they have the right to break the law. Hashtag melt the snowflakes.
Yeah. I would say that most of the crime in this city isn't caused by the
no
millennial snowflake.
I agree. Somebody chimed in and talked about it with our city specifically. The way they see it is we have a drug problem, which we've talked about this morning.
We
do.
Drug problem.
Prison doesn't necessarily solve that problem. We need more treatment centers, something to help addiction, because when it comes down to it, addiction is behind most of the crimes in Albuquerque. We actually had, what was her name from Washington? Part of the drug court system there in Washington, D.C., talking about drug court. And I didn't even know there were programs like that. So,
Leslie and I, we have family members. We've had friends that have been in and out of jail, in and out of prison. And that is the one thing that, we hear all the time is that, well, once they get out, where's the help?
Yeah.
Because they're most likely, if they've gone to jail or prison, they're gonna commit another crime. It's just the way it's gonna happen. That's the way it does happen.
Well, with any addiction, I mean, we were listening to Joe Rogan this morning, rocking his podcast, and James Hetfield was talking about the lead singer Metallica. He was talking about his addiction that he had for years and years. I mean, frontman of Metallica, life on the road, drugs, drink, everything in front of you whenever you want. Mm. And he was talking about what it took to break that, because he's been sober for 15 years now, which is a phenomenal feat. It's amazing. Yeah. He had such a heavy addiction, and he's been clean for 15 years. And he talked about the fact that when he went through the first program, it was what, 7 weeks, he said, something like that. And when he got out of that program, rather than pretend in his brain that he was like, I'm good, man, 7 weeks, I'm fantastic, he went directly into another program that had to do with accountability and had to, and it kind of helped build him up. And he was talking about the fact that 15 years clean today, he's still involved in different programs. Right. Because I think there's this, we have this idea that all of a sudden it's like just going to be one and done, and you're like, I'm good. So you go into a whether it's a drug court or some type of living situation, and you get out, well, then what's next?
Yeah.
Because you can't just, and if we don't set people up to succeed in that regard or give them the resources they need to succeed, they're just going to fall back into what they know.
Yeah, it's so true. It's you're right.
I mean, James Hetfield is right, okay?
Yeah, he's right, too.
Metallica! Yeah! Oh! Yeah. Love it.
585 Life.
Let's see. Somebody said, agree and disagree, man. Everything needs balance, bro. That's the truth.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. So, you can do drugs? It just needs to be a balance? Is that what you're saying? Explain that to me.
No,
I don't understand
dude.
What they're saying. You need balance?
How am I supposed to explain that?
Good cops and bad cops?
Somebody said there's no help for anyone after jail because it's more profitable for them to put them back in jail. Somebody else chimed in and said, unfortunately, I don't care for cops. For instance, my brother-in-law, he's a DEA detective, and I'm currently cooking meth. Sucks to keep it a secret from him, and my wife keeping the secret as well. She got depressed and walked into a pool with all her clothes on. It was crazy.
That first sentence, I was really thinking that was real.
So did I until about halfway through, and I'm like, and that's Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Walter White just texted us.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's local. Bet you didn't know he was a huge fan of the show.
I had no idea.
Huge fan of the show.
The last I heard, I thought he had moved away.
In all seriousness, we need to get Cranston on the show.
Yeah, okay.
Why?
There's no way.
Okay.
He's way too big.
Whatever. Last time I emailed and I was so mad because he's like doing Broadway stuff now. And you're right. But I bet you we could.
Well, he's not connected to Albuquerque
too
anymore.
Big.
He's not.
So
when he was here, I can understand that there's a possibility. I mean, we had him on our show back in the day because we were doing the celebrity softball thing.
Yeah. That was so fun.
Yeah. And I mean, I got to play catch with Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
I was sitting there on the baseball field playing catch with Bryan going, oh my gosh.
Yeah, there was a Breaking Bad and In Plain Sight softball game. I was on team In Plain Sight and I was like,
yep, I was on team Breaking Bad.
I've never even seen this show.
It was so much fun.
How does this happen?
But now that he's not connected.
But I did tag out Mayor Barry at second base. Boom! Don't you try stealing on me.
Yeah. It's just going to be really hard to get him on. I've already been there and done that anyways.
We are so capable of just train wrecking our conversations.
What?
I want to shout out to the Starmie member who sent in that. His name is Walter White. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Walter.
Yeah. Somebody said, well, just you can't blame it all on millennials, right? Or all on the police officers. It's a system. That's what he was saying. I agree and disagree. Everything balanced. There's more to it than just one thing. I agree with that.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody said, see what happens? You take away the addiction and the metal leaves the band. Sad day when Metallica went all soft. What are you talking about, man? Hardwired to self-destruct?
Yeah! Get out of here.
Somebody said, dudes, Cranston was just here promoting his book. Duh.
Whatever.
Yeah, he was. That's hilarious. Metallica didn't go soft unless you're talking about, like, Load. And I was actually just listening to that record last week. I still love that record. Yeah. Yeah, what now? I'm a lifer. Where do you want to go?
I mean, it's... You want to move on?
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on. Okay.
It is 9:12. Are you kidding?
Yeah, we've been talking about it for over an hour. But
it's an important issue. And shout out to everybody listening who's been chiming in. And thank you so much to our officers who have chimed in this morning to lend their 2 cents, you know, because honestly, those cents are worth more to me, you know, when it's somebody who's actually living it rather than just some dumb morning show guy who's like, I'll tell you what I think because I watch Breaking Bad. That was me, by the way. Yeah.
Hopefully, and I'm sure we didn't inspire anybody to join the police
department. Up.
I hope we did. I really do, because that's what I want to see. I want to see more young people stepping up and saying, like Vince said, he didn't do it for
calling,
a paycheck.
Man. Yeah,
that's a calling. That was my whole point this morning. Is,
I am a real American. Yeah. We need to bring Hulk Hogan back.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll inspire people.
Yeah,
to fight for what's right for every man.
Okay.
Fight for what's right. Fight for you laugh or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Metallica.
Real, if it's a calling, don't let other people hold you back. You know, it goes along with what stop it right now. It goes along with, you know, my testimony.
I'm making a t-shirt.
Of people always told me not to get into radio. There's no money in radio.
You stutter.
I never talk. You can't do radio.
But you have a face for radio.
I had friends. I had my best friends. I had my parents. I had everybody saying, yeah, radio. I mean, it was a joke.
Right.
And if we allow other people to tell us what we should and shouldn't do, man, we're missing our calling. We're missing whatever God has for us.
Yeah.
I can't imagine where my life would be without this career, without this. I love what
without
I do.
Without me.
Without you.
Yeah.
Would have never found you, man.
Oh, man.
Never found
See
you.
See how God works.
I would have never come to Albuquerque, you know, if it wasn't for radio.
Well, don't say that, because I know you miss San Diego.
Well, I mean, think about it. My kids would never be born. I mean, it would be a completely different life.
Okay.
And so,
this is not, we don't have time for It's a Wonderful Life.
Let me just go back to where it all
oh,
started.
Oh, no. Listen.
Just kidding.
Oh, guys.
But no, my whole thing is, if you feel like your calling is to be a police officer, don't let anybody tell you that you shouldn't do it.
Amen, dude. Our boy Christian just chimed in. He's been with the county for 16 years, loves his job. His biggest fear? Retiring. This is my life.
Boom.
Amen. And dude, I'll tell you what, I love that guy. I don't love hugging him as much because, like, I'm a huggy dude, but every time I do, I'm like, oh, bulletproof vest. Hurts, man. Hurts.
Booyah!
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, man. Oh! Shout out to people like Christian or Jason from SWAT, who's just, you know, you meet these solid dudes who love the Lord and want to do something amazing in their community and protect
They're doing it because
people.
They're doing it because they have a calling. I'm sure. Yeah, of course. I have a friend who's a detective, and I remember when it was really bad here a few years ago. When I mean, every cop, every detective was just getting slammed. Mm. They said it was a bad time to be a cop, and he would say the same thing. He would say, "I do it because it's my calling.
This is what I'm called to do.
Dude, speaking of it having to be a calling, somebody said, dude, radio? Psh, you guys made me hate radio with how sorry your lives are. I never want to pursue that career.
Nailed it.
I love you so much, Starmy.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously, dude.
Beautiful.
Oh, man.
All right. Moving We're switching up. Gears here.
Yeah, we are.
Coming up here, 9:30 to bra or not to bra.
Okay.
Bra.
Thanks, bra. A guy in New York surprised his lovely bride on Valentine's Day by serving her a lobster dinner on a subway platform in Union Square. We have a clip.
She really likes Union Square itself. I figured that, you know, this is a great location to do a quick celebratory Valentine's Day dinner.
And I was like, what is going on? And then I saw the camera, I'm like, what? What is going on? Like, I was so surprised. It was a little weird, I'm not going to lie. He's never done anything like this before, so I'm really proud of him.
I think it came out perfect.
Wow. Dude, he had lobster, he had a table, everything set up right there on the platform.
That's hilarious.
In the Union Square subway station, which is quite a feat, bro. If you've been out there, you know. Dude, he pulled that off.
That's
and nobody
so weird.
Stole anything from him.
That is so weird.
I love how you could hear, like, the musician in the background. Because there's always somebody on the platform like, yeah, break it down. You can put some money in this right here. There's like all, but they're so talented. I just want to go stand and stare at them every time. I'm just like, I want to be here for 18 minutes. This is a really good rendition of Bob Marley. Three Little Birds.
That's good, man. Lobster in Union Square.
Yep. At the subway platform, man. Nothing says love like a subway platform.
I feel like that's Dumpsville. Dumpsville is coming soon for that guy.
According to a new study by AAA, about 80% of us have either sped, run a red light, or texted while driving in the past month. Millennials immediately texted, sorry, not sorry.
Yes, they did.
I've never done that.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you what, buying a manual transmission auto vehicle
makes it a lot harder to text and drive.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know about that.
So I'll tell Chrissy, I'm getting in the car.
I see you on your phone at stoplights.
Well, I'm changing music.
Okay.
That's different. You can change music, right? Because it's connected now, Bluetooth, so I've got that.
That's true.
So instead I'm like, I'm done with this album. Boop!
Yeah.
But I'm stopped. I'm a good citizen.
Nope, you're not.
Speaking of good citizens, a 40-year-old woman in Florida. Sorry, I had a mini seizure. Very minor. I'm back. 40-year-old woman in Florida called 911 seven times last Thursday and got paramedics to take her to seven different hospitals. Are you ready for this? So that she could scam a bunch of doctors into giving her painkillers as we talk about addiction.
Gosh.
Seven different hospitals.
People do the craziest things, man.
Think about the bill she will be receiving. Paramedics drove her to seven different hospitals.
They don't care. They care about right now. You know, it's no different than walking into... They just don't think of the consequences, you know? It's just right now I need my fix.
Yeah.
Right now I'm going to go rob a cash and go. And I don't care if I'm going to have to do time. I'm not going to care if I get shot. Doesn't matter. Drugs just mess it all up, man.
Dude, Starmy and me were just chiming and said, y'all need to have Lieutenant Trish Hoffman on. She's an awesome Christian cop. Dude, that would be dope. She used to be like the spokesperson. She's the one you'd always see on...
Oh, yeah.
On the news, it was like, there's the blonde one.
Yeah.
She's talking again. She's so good at her job. Red Sonja, but blonde. Can I call her Blonde Sonja?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's like, officer of the law.
I'm Blonde Sonja.
If you have any connections to Lieutenant Blonde Sonja, we would love to have her in studio. Okay. Moving on. Somebody just chimed in and said that my boop noises are the best, but I don't even remember making a
boop.
What's a boop? Did I do that?
Boop. You do that all the time.
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't even remember. I don't know what they're talking about. How did I? Okay.
And it's funny to watch you do it because you totally press the button. You're like, poop.
Listen, I don't know what would happen if someone ever tied my hands behind my back and I had to try and have a conversation.
Oh my gosh, you should have seen me the other night. Valentine's Day dinner. I'm telling a story to my friend and I knock over Leslie's drink all over her. She was wearing this beautiful white shirt that a friend got her. And I mean, I whacked it. I mean, I was telling a story and I just went bam, and it just flew all over my wife.
Yeah.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And I might not have toenails right now because she removed them while I was sleeping.
Yeah. Okay, we got to do this as a bit on the show sometime.
Uh-huh.
We're going to handcuff ourselves behind our backs.
Yeah, but then behind our backs. Okay.
Yeah. You have to have your hands like handcuffed behind your back, so we have to do a whole break like that. Okay. With our hands. I feel like I'll tear my shoulder because I'll just be trying to, gosh, that's we impossible.
Flop around like a fish.
Yeah. Just saying. See how it goes.
Sorry, Leslie, I spilled the wine.
You mean the water.
Water.
Which, it was water, but then your meal was so blessed that Jesus touched it.
Thank you.
And it turned.
Move on.
It turned into.
Move on.
You can own Swayze's leather jacket from Dirty Dancing.
Really?
Have you ever dreamed of putting on Patrick Swayze's bad leather jacket from Dirty Dancing?
Man.
Or maybe catching a wave on his surfboard from Point Break?
Yes.
Well, if you have a few G's lying around, now's your chance. Swayze's widow, Lisa, is auctioning off a bunch of his memorabilia in L.A. I'm not even joking.
I've been meaning to tell you.
I was done with my cool voice, man. The jacket from Dirty Dancing. Bodie's surfboard from Point Break. Listen, friends, if there was ever a time for you to get me anything, forget a lightsaber. Forget even, like, the DeLorean. I need the Bodis Office surfboard.
For real?
Steven Christian just walked in studio.
Yeah!
Everything's going to be okay. Speaking of rich friends, I've got the gift for you, Steven.
Hungry eyes.
I have
one look at you and I can't decide.
Can you look at that? That's Dex, man. That is Dex singing that Hungry Eyes.
Worship team anytime, buddy.
Are they working? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Steven, I was just talking about a rich friend getting me a special gift, and you walked in studio. This is,
whoa.
This is providence. This is the Lord. Can I borrow $6,000?
Yeah, sure.
I won't pay you back.
Nope.
But I will totally buy the surfboard from Point Break.
Whoa. I love that
Patrick
movie.
Patrick Swayze's wife, widow, is auctioning off all of his old stuff, like the jacket from Dirty
Wait,
Dancing.
Wait, the surfboard is only going for $6,000?
Yeah, $6,000.
I'll be right back.
No, yeah, it's
yeah,
mine.
No.
You could resell that
go.
For
Dude,
way more.
Okay, here's
Dude,
the deal.
Dude, how Actually, many surfboards were bought in the 6 months after that movie came out?
Yeah. Right?
Here's one right here.
Yeah, yeah, I lived in New Mexico, okay?
You still bought one?
Okay. I mean, I don't want to... Keanu Reeves is my fave, man.
Is he?
So if you get that
Wait,
surfboard...
you liked Keanu Reeves? You like Johnny Utah more than Bodie?
Dude, number 9, bro! Johnny Utah!
That is an
Bodie.
Insult to...
I love
What
Bodie.
Are you talking about? Okay, listen to me,
that
Bodie.
That is the worst thing. Yeah.
Will you be my Bodie?
I literally
you
in high school tried to get everybody to start calling me Bodie.
Really?
That is so,
yeah.
Is that so
you
bad?
You know what? You have the hair.
Thank you.
Johnny Utah.
You have no, I don't want to be Johnny
the
Utah. Sweet.
What are you
Bodie.
Talking about?
The ex-presidents.
Yeah. That
surfers.
Was unreal. What a great way to go out. Giant wave.
Heck yeah.
Via con Dios, amigo.
Via con Dios. Yeah. See, I don't even do that accent. I don't even
yeah.
like it.
I live. You go out.
They did a theatrical interpretation.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure it was horrible. I mean, how could you do that?
I didn't see the remake. Did you see the remake?
No way.
Of
Come
course
on,
not.
Man.
Dex saw it because he's not a real fan. The what? Remake of Point Break.
It was really good.
No,
Gosh,
it was
you're an
not.
Idiot.
How do you need to leave? Say that?
You need
Come
to
on.
Leave.
It was a completely
because
different...
Because how do you get better
it
than Point Break?
It was a completely
Break?
Different movie.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
By the way, so surfboard, something that Stefan and I are super into, the leather jacket, which is cool. Dex, there's even something for you. They're selling the maroon silk shirt he wore in Ghost.
Beautiful.
Oh. Yeah. Whoa, my love.
And then you wake up from that and you're touching Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, speaking of things he wore, they're also going to be auctioning off his wetsuit from Point Break.
Okay. Whoa, that's awkward.
$2,000. What are you talking about? I'd wear it.
Have you ever been in a wetsuit in
the
ocean?
Yeah, I probably peed in it.
Yep, exactly.
Dude, but it's got the Bodhisattva's. Nope, you're right. That's weird.
That's super weird.
It is kind of weird.
Yep, sorry.
I probably couldn't fit into it.
So, this is going to sound really, really mean, but is she, like, broke?
No.
Because you're telling me that their grandkids aren't going to want to see that and be around
that's
that?
That's a good call.
Your great-great-grandkids? Like, my great-grandfather is so famous. Here's a surfboard from the movie Point Break.
Here's my thought. This is what I thought the same thing, and then I started thinking, well, if she's auctioning it off for charity.
Oh, okay. But see, you didn't add that in.
It's right. She's is it for charity? I'm sure it is.
No way. I don't know.
She said she's excited to share Patrick's incredible life with his fans. She's donating the money to the Pancreatic Action Cancer Network.
Oh,
because he died. He died of pancreatic cancer.
That's
he also owns a DeLorean that she's auctioning off.
What?
As well as his Harley Davidson Softail.
Oh,
dude.
She's auctioning off his script from SNL where he played the shirtless Chippendale opposite of Chris Farley.
Oh, my gosh.
That is amazing.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, so she's auctioning all this off and totally going to be raising some funds for Pancreatic Action Cancer Network. Which is really cool. By the way, our boy Paul DiLorenzo. D-Lo! Quality D-Lo. It's my boy. That's where I got my Mazda, yo. Yeah. He said, you guys have totally missed the real guy from Point Break. The real hero. Gary Busey.
Okay. Hang up on yourself.
He took a bullet, man. Johnny Utah's partner.
So, Gary Busey, how that guy made it in the music, in the film industry.
Whatever. He was awesome in
that.
He
was fine before the accident.
He was so good in Point Break. He was good, man.
He was one of those actors. He was in all the action films.
Yep.
Predator 2.
Case in point, my friend.
I love how you're like, he was in all the action movies. Predator 2.
The sequel.
Well, it was a good one. Yeah.
The one that didn't have Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
In and New Danny York Glover. With Come Danny on. Glover.
Bad
and
Boys.
Bill Paxton.
9.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, so,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 17. You're absolutely right, Dex. You win.
Gary Busey was so good.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So did you hear what we were talking about earlier?
I did. And that's why I'm here.
I knew that's why you came in.
Oh, man.
We know that Stephen Christian's all about changing the city.
Man.
And what did you think what we were talking about this morning?
Actually agreed with a lot of what Pool Boy said. Yeah. I think it does start with parenting. I think he has that correct. What I don't think he is correct is like that somehow there's a conspiracy to keep the jails full simply because cops get no kickback. Officers get no kickback from if the jail's full or not. Yes, it is privatizing, which is actually a good thing for the prisoners as opposed to the government. Have you ever been to the post office?
Yeah.
I would rather go to Starbucks than the DMV. Hmm. But that being said, I do think that there's a lot of things that we could do for the cops besides I heard you're like kind of upping the marketing. But I do, you know, love the fact of equipping them, you know, equipping them with what they need, you know? I mean, this is 2017, which means you can get a lot of guns that you probably shouldn't have at a gun show, you know? So that's what the cops are going up against, you know?
When you were younger, do you remember the PSAs we watched? Well, you know, you were watching
for the army. Yeah, for the army and stuff like that. Yeah.
But even we were taught with this all started with Steve brought up McGruff, the crime dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you remember watching those and going, oh, man, there was something.
I want to be a dog with a trench coat. Well, that's exactly what I was thinking, too.
Well, we're the same person.
You are. He's in the same thing.
Oh, That's all. Oh, that's awesome.
No, Steve, I missed that. I just don't understand how a dog can wear a trench coat. What do you mean? He's a cartoon.
Yeah, but his arms were like a weird length.
Yeah, but Yogi Bear wore a bow tie and nobody said anything. You know?
That's true.
For me, when I watched a lot of those PSAs, you know, don't do drugs, all that.
Yeah.
I think it definitely had an impact on
really?
Me. As far as, you know, I saw the drug, don't do drugs, you know, and the
brain,
egg.
The brain on drugs. Any questions?
It's your brain.
That was a good one.
That, to me, was like, whoa.
Because that was actually true.
Yeah. It really, those things, the cigarette commercials I watch, and I'm like, I'm never going to touch a cigarette.
Mm.
I don't watch a lot of cartoons anymore. My kids don't.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still have those. I've seen the cigarette commercials that they have, but as far as the PSAs and stuff, especially locally, I feel like those could make an impact on especially children.
Here's what a Star Army member said, chiming back in. They said, my father was an officer here for almost 30 years, and he was killed in the line of duty in 2009.
Man. God bless you.
He gave his life protecting those he didn't even know.
Wow.
Since then, my brother has become an officer, and I am a 911, a 911 operator. Sorry, not 9/11. 9/11. Totally different.
Oh,
our family has given our lives to our community and do nothing but try to give back. We have always had the core belief, starting with our kids and changing their outlook on life and law enforcement is where our society will change for the better.
Yeah. Right.
I totally agree.
Starts
at home.
And you know what the sad thing about it, as I was driving, I was listening to you guys, is that the fact that like there are some bad cops, right? But that, you know, I have no statistic on that, but that's got to be like 1 in 100.
Right.
And they get, and of course the media blows it up because, you know, CNN needs to sell commercials and Fox and all that stuff. But I'm saying like, you know, that's not across the board.
Plus you have to look at the situations that cops are in. We don't know how we would handle those situations.
No. Come on, man.
You know, as far as if he shouldn't have shot first or all those situations, we don't know how we would respond.
Absolutely.
And the media blows it up. The Facebook, you know, the viral videos that go around and the hate that you read is
I will say this. I will say, man, I love Vince. I love him and I love what he said. He said it's a calling because it is, man. I can't speculate on how much they make, but I'm going to guess $25,000 to $35,000 to take a bullet. You know what I'm saying? Like when you start out, that's crazy. You know, bullets don't care about paychecks, you know, like so another, but I will say, and maybe I'm completely wrong again. I'm just, you know, but I would like to see a little more training for our police because the fact is, they just do the police training. I would like to see like an AA or some 4 years degree. You got to think the responsibility that you have to carry this gun is literally the power of life and death.
Well, now in Albuquerque, you actually have to have a degree
I love it,
but
I did not, that was not the same way in
Tennessee.
That
could be the problem. Why?
That's why enrollment is down because now you have to have a degree.
But why can't we, I will pay for that. Can we raise our taxes to pay for that?
See, I said this.
You guys keep
thing.
Raising my taxes.
Well,
hey,
are you to save people's
lives? Did you hear what
lives?
I said? Power of life and death.
Yeah.
Man, to give some.
All
listen,
about it.
If you know, a lot of times, like even in military, or there's some schooling, some government office agencies that do this. So what we can do is say, listen, we'll pay for your way to go through 4 years of school. If you commit to 8 years in the Mexican police.
Right.
And then after that, you walked out with a free 4-year degree.
Heck yeah.
Right. So something like that is something we could, you know, I don't know, aspire
to
do.
I'm all about it. You know,
I
raise my taxes if it means my city's going to be safe.
That was Dex Talk and Stephen Christian saying, raise my taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. For this. Yeah. I mean, you've got to think that like, you're going to pay for it one way or the other. You're going to pay for it by watching like the local 5 news with 4 more people got shot because of lack of cops.
Right.
I mean, what is that? Is that me? Is that someone that goes
news.
To this church?
There's no Channel 5 here.
I don't watch.
It's PBS,
news,
bro.
I'm sorry.
That's PBS.
All right, whatever.
Nobody watches PBS for the news.
Someone's gonna pay.
Well, they watch it for jazz.
Why not just be with the meaningless money? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I would rather that than a human life. How much is it worth? For instance, man, this is crazy. Did you know this? That since 1995, they have not had background checks for anyone in our public school system.
What?
Janitors. Teachers, principals, since 1995. That's a thing. That's a real thing.
Since when? Since
1995.
He said it three times, man.
Wait, they do it now?
No, they do not do it now. Check this out. And the fact of the matter is, I'm saying the biggest argument is it takes $75 to get a background check.
But,
and my logic is someday we're going to pay.
Right.
In a lawsuit that will crush this, you know, our public school system.
You're telling me that I have to have a background check to go into school?
We have to have fingerprints.
Have a party with my kids?
Yes.
But a teacher
does? The teacher
doesn't?
Does not.
What?
That is insane, right?
It blows my mind.
Check it out. We here at Calvary, our volunteers, just to work with your kids a couple hours a day, supervised with the tons of people around, have to do fingerprints and backgrounds. But your kid may be in a situation where it's one-on-one with a teacher or a janitor or a gym teach coach or whatever.
I had no idea.
And they have to have no background checks.
That blows my mind.
Insane.
If you volunteer, according to APS.edu, if you want to volunteer with APS, they require you to have a background check.
Right. Yeah.
For volunteers.
If I want to go to Landon's party at school, I have to get a background check.
And I'm glad. But I wish it was way more than that.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. But man.
State legislation is meeting right now. If you know your state legislator, why don't you give them a call and right now and go,
see, I
will front the $75.
Right? Especially janitors. They're creepy.
Okay.
No, stop it.
That's not true.
Because we've had multiple people say, wait.
Literally, my grandfather was a janitor at this public school.
I didn't say that.
The life of his career.
You are a liar.
No, I'm really not. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying.
Is it for APS? Because according to APS... public schools right now, the background checks for prospective employees. I mean, it just says that all offers of employment are contingent upon a satisfactory background check.
Well, try it.
Yeah.
Try going and applying for the job and, anyway. Yeah. Seriously, call your state legislator. That is a bill that is on the state legislation floor right now.
Yeah,
we need to get that done.
For real. That is unbelievable.
Yep. Crazy.
And is it just our state or
just our state. I don't know about any other states. Oh. I just... You know, but that is a New Mexican thing.
Yeah, I see what I'm reading what you're talking about right now. Yeah, it's actually like on the floor.
Yeah.
Or not on the, whatever.
Call.
Yeah.
Call your local. Say, hey, raise my taxes by 50 cents. And if we all do 50 cents, that's everybody and their mom and everybody else. Yeah.
Can we just not do background checks though? Cause that seems like more taxes for me. How do I vote? No.
Don't you have three kids in a public school?
None in public school. Oh. No. Cause that's no
private school.
Wow. Really? How do you afford that?
Oh, well, my wife's the principal. So
that helps.
That's right. And then guess what, guys?
Julie,
because I know
job.
People are like, whoa, private school, that's crazy expensive. My seventh grader goes to the Albuquerque Institute of Math and Science.
Yeah, he builds robots.
On UNM campus. He has a Lobo ID. It is a phenomenal education. You know how much we pay? $0, guys.
Praise
because
him.
there are free charter schools here. Like, it's not necessarily, you don't have to, you know, if you want free. There are more than just one.
Can I get the hookup?
No, nobody gets the hookup.
I want the hookup.
My wink, fifth wink. Grader is going to get the quote hookup because since his brother got in, now all siblings get in. So
that's awesome.
But you can't just be like, well, I'm getting in, you know, like.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Christy's the principal.
It's for the elite.
She can pull some strings.
Dude, no, I'm talking about Ames now, not.
Wow.
Okay.
Man,
unless
you
become
people.
A principal.
You got to know people.
At a private school.
Yeah.
Man. How does it feel to be elite?
Can I have $6,000 for surfboard? You tell me. Whatever Amberlin money.
Okay.
Don't even give me that. Didn't Feel Good Drag go number one on Billboard?
Yeah, I made a lot of money.
We saw how many albums you sold.
I was fanboying on you, man. It's good on you.
Yeah, we were blown away.
We were blown away.
We Googled
that
and we were like, oh my gosh.
We were actually talking about it last week.
Do you ever Google how much I make?
Yes. Yeah,
$47 million a year.
$47 million a year.
Or Amberlin does. You're worth $4 million.
I'm worth $4 million.
Stephen Christian.
Which is hilarious.
No, he is.
No, he's not.
He's
priceless to me.
Listen, guys.
And for King and Country.
Let's be completely honest. If I was worth $4 million, God bless Calvary of Albuquerque, but I would not be here.
Wait,
I would come work on the weekends. I'd worship and then I'd go home and do the Scrooge McDuck and just dive through my money.
$4 million is not that much money. Come on,
is it not?
Because if you got it in like pennies, though, you could swim in it.
Okay,
you could swim in $4 million
is more than all three of us will make
in our
lifetimes combined times four
with all of our spouses who don't work, but mine.
Oh, why do you gotta break it down like that?
That's my ass.
Jeez.
I want to start a pest control business. Inside jokes. I just
ghost bugsters.
Look, I'm taking over where others have left off.
I got an idea.
Oh, you know what? Hey,
which you are, because that's another assessment.
Congratulations on your ratings. Everybody wants to switch topics real fast. I heard that your ratings have jumped. Praise them.
They actually have.
I know. I'm saying congratulations. This is great.
It's true. Weekends are down, but...
yeah. Hey, from just 2 to 6. Hey, guys, I have a show from 2 to 6 on Saturdays and Sundays. It's awesome.
Yeah, they're down, man. We got to do something about that.
Yeah. They're not down.
Sure they are. They're huge.
Oh, I was blown away. We got our numbers back just from online streaming and our app. Like, yep. From the app and online streaming. Yes. And everything, like, more than doubled. And
it was man. Good for you guys.
So, yeah. Next up, what do we do?
We're still talking about the police force, but anyway, God bless you and bless all those people that, you know, have either lost lives or are in the line of duty. Man, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your safety and security.
Yeah.
I pray for the betterment of Albuquerque and we as a city and a state. Rise up!
Rise up! Man! Stephen Christian, what's on your agenda today, buddy?
Oh, man. Man, I got a lot.
Do you
got a little bit of a calendar. Yeah, I'm shooting a video for She Ministries.
Oh, that's cool.
Meeting with my friend Jen Santiago.
Do you need any...
I'm counseling some people.
Need a singer or anything?
Yeah, I heard you. Come on in.
Yeah.
Join.
But you told me last time that I didn't make the cut.
Well, I didn't know that you were singing Dirty Dancing songs, and then I heard you sing them, and then I was like, wow. Mm-hmm.
I've put some stuff down. I've actually recorded some new stuff for you.
Oh, yeah? Is this the rap? Because I still want to hear that.
No, I decided to ditch the rap.
Oh.
I don't know if I want to hear this again.
Wasn't your name Lil Awkward?
This one's for you.
What is all this? Right,
let me hear it.
Oh, my gosh! No! No!
Woke up this morning feeling tired.
Oh, no!
Got changed into a suit and tie. Wiped that crust away out of my eyes.
You are besmirching one of my favorite songs.
What? Traffic's grinding to a halt. Slower than a turtle's crawl. Ain't no way I'll be at work on time. Soon you're going to find me at the unemployment line. Can't take another day of this morning drive. You made me spill my coffee, turning up my radio. Laughed so hard, had to pull over. A cop thought I wasn't sober, but we all agree that this show will entertain us commuters.
You are the dumbest!
What do you think?
No!
I love it.
No,
Thank you. Shut up!
Don't encourage him!
No, I am, because, you know, he even got the nasal part down.
God!
Thank you for recognizing that.
You're talented. I see what you did there.
You ruined a classic, man.
I have
man.
Many different tones.
Yep, I see that now. And they are all
Oh, my gosh.
Yours.
I'm, like, angry. I'm shaky. You can't ruin...
No, he did, and it was good.
Oh, gosh!
I can do whatever I want.
It was good. I liked it, man. Hey,
struggling here.
I'm here if you ever need somebody to stand in.
Just out of curiosity, you know, a lot of times songs are written out of personal experiences, and you get here at 3 a.m. I'm just curious about the commute at 3 a.m.
Well, no comment. I don't have much to say.
I think somebody wrote that for you.
No, I don't think so.
Gosh. Your songs are written for you.
I can't believe
you're put together boy band.
That's not true at all.
Label
I mean, I do pay like $5 for someone to write my list.
No,
I like it.
Yeah, Fiverr.com.
Is that why?
That's a real thing.
Is that why they're terrible?
What are you talking about?
And they don't rhyme?
$5, man.
And sometimes you can't even find your beat.
No, I'm just still learning. I need some help. Maybe
it's good.
Maybe I could.
To be fair, sometimes people couldn't. I remember back in the day, there was this one band that I used to love, and their lead singer just wasn't always in the pocket. He was just so animated and stuff.
Probably because
be
he was
there.
So in the crowd.
Yeah.
On top of the
he had the moves like Jagger, and he did so many things. But it was like, where's that going? You're gone. The pocket is nowhere to be found.
Mm. Well, he went on to sell millions of records and buy surfboards offline.
Yeah, cool. And now he's sitting in the room with me. So who's laughing now? Wait.
You. I get it.
Whatever. I don't have that big hit, man. Let's write a record, man. Let's write an album.
I've got better things to do.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a little harsh.
No, we can do it.
A little mean.
On your own time. By yourself. I think the album should be called My Rise to Mediocrity by Steve O'Cheats.
Guys, I got one more.
Let us hear it.
Can I play
all
one
the
more?
Dex hits.
I have one more. If you're not into Oasis, which I completely ripped off, I know it wasn't original. Okay.
I thought it was good.
Maybe this one will.
No, work. You have more? Oh.
Hello, hello. Good morning. Welcome to this morning show.
Morning show.
We've got great music and some fun, you know. Yes, it's true. It's a show with much appeal. It's unreal.
You are the stupidest.
Where do you find the time? Where do you find the time?
What are you talking about? I have nothing but time.
I must comment how it did sound a little bit similar as far as nasal goes.
Well, I might have recorded the same song. I recorded both of them the same morning.
Okay.
So,
so you had a little bit of fun from the night. Okay. Yeah. God, I get it.
By the way, you have one singular fan. Fan. Your one fan chimed in and said, hey, can you let Stefan know that his show is great and I listen all the time and it's awesome when he brings in someone like you or his daughter or his wife?
Oh, that's awesome. They really do.
They
listen.
Really do. They said, you need to bring in Dex one time. That's what they said.
That's overrated.
Yeah, why haven't I been invited?
Because, you know.
I've been a few times. It's on the weekends, man.
Yeah,
it's
on
the
weekends. Come in, man, anytime you need me. You know?
Really? That means a lot.
Anytime, man.
What are you doing this weekend?
Gotta check my schedule.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Somebody said Dex is the king. Give that man a record deal.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
See, whenever I play these, the Starmy loves them. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Dex is the best thing that's ever happened to Jesus Radio.
Okay.
I love it.
Somebody else said, paper-thin him, yo.
Do you think I could do an Amber Lynn cover?
Yeah, paper-thin him. Somebody literally just said paper-thin him.
That's what they want me to do?
Yeah. That's what they said.
Yep. All right. I'll do it for you.
Really? Thanks, man. Wait till I'm in here next time.
You need to do a day late, friend, and write it for Steven.
Okay.
Mm, both. Let's just, see where the night takes us.
Oh, okay.
I meant the recording studios. Usually sessions happen at night. Never mind.
What about Feel Good Drag was the number one hit. That's what, that's the big
You know
hit.
What, that's
That was your
call.
Number one, right?
Yes.
That was the number one?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, we don't even have that one in the system.
Feel Good Drag? No, it talks about the devil.
Oh.
So, it's not Christian enough.
Here, I can sing it. Which one was on, Rock Band or Guitar Hero? Didn't one of them, make it to...
Yeah, I don't remember which
one. I think it was Paper Thin Him.
I think it was, too.
No, yeah. That was karaoke.
Fine.
Oh.
That no, that was karaoke. Me Oops. In your lap doing karaoke, but that was different.
I had a question. I was watching The Vampire Diaries the other
okay.
day.
Okay, yeah. That's...
You made it on there.
We did.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was watching Vampire Diaries and Amber Lynn started playing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you meant they were on the show.
No.
Who cares about
Do they
that?
Hit up the record label or do they hit up you guys?
No, the record label. Yeah. Actually our publishing company. Mm-hmm. So, yep, that's Primary Wave out of New York City.
And you, of course, make money off of that, right?
Yes, sir.
Define make money off of that, because earlier somebody actually chimed in because we were talking about streaming services and all these different things listening to albums, and somebody was like, I only purchase physical albums because streaming services, the band makes 0.000000.
If you want to be a purist on that kind of front, then you go to the show, you pay for the ticket, you buy a t-shirt or a CD. If you're really if you're trying to get the band the most amount of money, then that's how you do it. Because they not only make the scan for the sale, but they make 50% of that record, as opposed to when you go to the store and buy it, they make maybe 90 cents, maybe 80 cents.
Out of the $15 you just dropped on a CD.
Yeah. Oh. So, if you're trying to be a purist, that's the best way to do it. streaming services are not good for bands, but it's the way of the future, so we have to figure out how to make money at it.
Can it potentially be good for bands in the regard to new bands who are nobodies, and all of a sudden it's I'm listening to, Death Cab for Cutie's playlist, and all of a sudden, boom, you're connected to this band you've never heard of. And...
Sure, but I think even more people are discovering new music on YouTube. That's the number one way people are discovering new music. So
Does
if you
YouTube
are a young
pay
band,
out?
Yeah, well, you can opt to put in those commercials. You know, it says skip this ad.
Yeah.
If you do that, yes.
Okay.
Yes, the band will. Every 1 million plays on a YouTube gets $10,000.
Really?
Yes.
That's how bands are
doing that to subsequent the income of streaming and stuff like that. I don't know. There's just a lot of different ways that for instance, Led Zeppelin made a comment. I want to say 15 years ago now, they were just basically make about 10 years ago making fun of Death Cab because Death Cab did a car commercial, and then here they are now doing car commercials, you know, Led Zeppelin,
right.
Because they go, oh, that's why they're doing this, because not only because the money is subsidizing what they've lost for.
Does that a lot of that go back to the record label, as far as if you have a YouTube channel, Anne Berlin has a YouTube channel,
yeah,
and you have 2 million views, is that money going?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, it depends on how the deal is set up. You know, publishing, you know, like, for instance, like, we have a 50-50 deal with Primary Wave, so 50% automatically goes to them and 50 goes to us and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, it's all whatever you sign for, you know. Yeah. Everything's contingent. Mm. But if you're a band out there and you're kind of like saying the record label's horrible for screwing me over, actually, it's your fault. You know, you just didn't have a good enough lawyer, or you just thought lawyers were, you know, not necessarily the beginning of the deal.
You're down with the man who was going to help you get a better record
contract.
Who was going to
actually help you pay your future children. So, you know, probably save up some pennies and get a good lawyer.
By the way, it was Feel Good Drag on Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
Oh, sorry.
A fan just chimed in. It's like,
thanks for that.
Come on, bro. You're in the band. You don't even know these things. Obviously. Yep.
Okay.
What's the biggest TV show Anne Berlin has been a part of?
Berlin.
Oh, man. I mean, we played live on Jay Leno and Craig Kilborn and a couple other ones. So, I mean, I guess being live.
None of those guys live, have jobs.
You know, like Vampire Diaries. You were featured on Vampire Diaries. Yeah. Is there another show that you were on that you were really excited about? Or
yeah.
Movie?
Ted Decker's House. He was featured in that. That movie.
That was embarrassing. It was really funny because the whole record label was like, we rented out a movie theater to watch. Or not the record label, but the studio, the theater. And they were like, we rented out a movie theater to show your fans the new movie. And, like, I think we walked out halfway through. It was so bad.
I watched the whole movie. I went to it because I remember, I think I went specifically because of that, because I knew it. And so it was like, but within the opening credits, it was like, and then I was subjected to an hour and whatever.
She did sing along. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, that was
kind of
cool.
And then that was it. Then after that, you can just turn
literally like the beginning, like they're driving to the cabin that they're all about to die in.
Mm.
But it was a Christian movie.
Was it? I don't know. I didn't watch the ending.
I did.
Jesus came back.
It was based on a book by Ted Decker and Frank Creddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it was
yeah.
The
That's
Piercing
right.
the Darkness guy and this other horror Christian author.
I definitely was scared by Frankie Pretty when I was a kid.
Yeah, dude. And so I was like, oh, this could
That's
be
cool.
legit. Could be legit.
Could have been.
Could have been
you
so
didn't
legit.
You want to see how it ended?
Dude, you tried to watch it.
No, I got through it to the end, and I was like,
I think right before we left, everybody in the theater was like laughing at a certain point. We were just like, check, please.
Well, that's because it was, it's one of those, I think there are times, and Stefan can speak to this as an artist, you can tell, and I don't want to, I can't speak for Ted Decker and say, this was disingenuine. It probably was totally genuine. However, I think at times, C.S. Lewis said it best. We don't need more Christian books. We need more good books by Christians, right?
Yeah.
And so that was a film/book where it was like, this is going to be really dark and it's a horror book and there's axe murders that don't really kill people because we don't want to be graphic because it's still a Christian book. Mm. And so they try to make it like the scary horror thing, but they didn't take it all the way because it's Christian and we want to still safeguard it. And then the ending just kind of fell apart into this very cheesy Jesus juke of Jesus loves you. And then it's like, I'm going to put my chainsaw down in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm like? It was a little less campy than that, but it was still pretty campy.
What was he doing with the chainsaw?
Well, he was going to fake murder people, but it didn't work out. It was just one of those movies where it didn't make a whole lot of sense. Mm. They were trying to make it this really dark film. And then at the end, it was like, but the little girl represents Jesus and they looked into her eyes and fell on their knees. And you know what I mean? It's like, altar call at the end of this horror movie, you know, and I'm like, that was a really hard transition, man. So
slight turn left.
Wow. Slight. It's like those haunted houses where it was like the glory house. Have you seen those? Like at Halloween and churches will have like haunted houses, but then at the end it's like
Hell House.
Hell houses. And then at the end it's like, hope you were scared straight. Here's a track, you know?
Okay. Accept Jesus now or go to hell.
Right. And it's like, I'm sure your heart's in the right place. Like, you want people to get saved, but there's got to be better ways than this.
True story.
Yeah. I wasn't a scared tactics guy.
Well, I got to get to some meetings, guys. All Thank you so much.
Bye,
I appreciate
Steven.
That.
Hi,
yeah,
Steven.
Good time. Good
I'll,
time.
I'll make another hit for you, buddy.
I can't wait.
Oh, gosh. Right. No, okay. Don't. Okay.
It'll be a song for us, man.
What? Okay. Huh? I mean...
All right, we're pretty much done with the show.
Thank the Lord.
it's been a heavy show.
It has. It's been crazy.
It's been a heavy, heavy show. We talked about the crime in our city.
Man, we talked about dudes not getting second dates, charging her for her half. Should the dude pay for everything? Top five stresses of jobs today.
I'm pretty disappointed we didn't get to our letter, to bra or not to bra.
Can we save this for Friday? With
a busy show tomorrow.
We got Beck and Amy. Maybe we can ask them.
Well,
I really don't know what the letter is about. So.
You have no idea what
I
the letter
like
is about.
I feel like gym life. It's like bra, bra.
To bra or not to bra?
Yeah.
If
I
we
haven't
have
read
time,
this email
we'll
from a star member. I'm waiting. I was trying to like keep it on the reels for live radio. So
yeah, tomorrow Pastor Sam Swan will be joining us. 9 o'clock hour. We have Sam Dalton. He has a comic book, and they're in the process of
being adapted into a Japanese anime right now.
Yeah,
in Japan.
So we'll have Sam Dalton on the show at 9. We have Holly Starr joining us at 9:30. 7 a.m., of course, our coaches from Bear Canyon CrossFit, Pastor Sam Swan will be joining us. So it's a jam-packed show, man. Huge show. All right.
Yeah. Are you going to clarify that email at all? Or are you going to make me wait another day?
Okay.
Yes. And we also have Holly Starr tomorrow, 9:30.
It's
going to be cool.
Again, the to bra or not to bra. Has to do with a seafood restaurant.
Oh.
Somebody made reservations.
Okay.
Happened on Valentine's Day.
Oh!
The wife asked her husband if he could go to the store and buy her a bra.
Why would you want to do that?
Has your wife ever asked you to go to the store to buy something?
You can't spring this on me with 40 seconds
left in
the show.
You just asked.
Okay, we'll get into that tomorrow.
To bra or not to bra is the question.
That's a good question, actually. We'll wrap tomorrow with Amy and Beck in studio because they're wives.
Yeah,
so.
And my wife definitely has sent me to the store to get things that I did not want to buy alone. All right, hit the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit. Just search Morning Invasion, go subscribe, and you can get the podcast at our website as well, star88.fm. Have a beautiful Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.